We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
A lot of guys have done it.
I've got him on video masturbating in here.
What a slut.
We've gotten a report of several reports, actually, that people have been finding pubic hairs in their burritos. You know anything about that?
No. That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
That seems a little peculiar that you handle food.
I don't touch the food.
So how do you... You don't touch the food?
I don't. It's on the tray. I take it and I give it to people and I say, take it. And don't put pubic hair in it. I say that specifically.
From the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN The Fan.
Like a dog in heat. A freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy,
that is good news.
During the summer, I tour with my kids, and we'll do like a kid activity during the day, and then I'll do a show at night. And usually the kid activity is like a zoo or a park. When we were in Erie, Pennsylvania, we went on a pirate boat ride, which was pretty authentic, because when I think of Lake Erie, I think of all them pirates storming the shores of Western Pennsylvania. There were like 50 kids. They were all dressed like pirates. I felt like I was at a children's Jimmy Buffett concert. And I tell you, those kids were having the time of their lives. Kids love to dress like pirates. The murderers and rapists that pirates were. And we think it's adorable. It's so cute. He looks just like one of those sociopaths who terrorized the Caribbean. We let our kids dress like murderers. Darth Vader, that genocidal lunatic. It's fun. The devil. It's cute. Hitler. No.
I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. I quit drinking and doing drugs 8 years ago. somebody just booed me. You're telling me, pal. And I just want to say this. Drinking isn't for everybody. But so is not drinking. I go to meetings. And I was at a meeting the other day, and this old guy comes in, like 75 years old, trembling. He goes, I need to quit drinking. And I was like, now? It's like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and you're down by 30. Now you want to start D'ing up, dude? You got to drink more, man. You put the foot down. Start doing heroin. Yeah. And I come from a family full of alcoholics, you know? I come from a drinking family. And my dad, he's like a functional alcoholic. Worked hard, two jobs, but weekends, look out, you know? Fridays, come home, 2 a.m, blacked out, order a pizza. Pizza would get there, he'd throw a slice in someone's face. And go to bed, like, fun, you know? We'd wake up the next morning, he'd be like, who ordered the pizza? We'd be like, Dad, stop it.
Good morning, Joe. A beautiful Thursday morning, November 16th, 2017. It's brisk out there.
Saucy?
Yeah, babe.
Two things. Do you want this coffee that you left over here?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. That's number one.
Chris will clean it up.
And number two.
That was my fault.
No, it's okay. Number two, were all these mode buttons lit up when you sat down?
No.
What the hell is going on with the board?
Also, there are a couple things on the right side in the queue that you can't hear.
Sorry about the coffee cup.
No, dude, I'm not worried about it.
No,
the board's falling apart?
I don't know if it's falling apart or they fixed it.
How great is this banger?
They were at First Avenue like a month and a half ago or something like that.
What?
Yeah, and Bob Hagen went and said they just keelt it.
I ran into Bob Hagen last night at Target. Can I tell you a story quickly about Bob Hagen?
Did you guys kiss?
No.
Did you smooch?
And I hope I'm not putting him in a bad spot. And he doesn't, look, he doesn't want to go to Target and
get
end
savage.
Up having that story be on Target. But I witnessed something I thought fascinating.
Was he trying bras on?
No. Oh. So I walk in, and right when I walk, by the way, Bob Hagen works for the Vikings. He's the PR guru.
He's one of the greatest humans on the planet.
He's a that huge
other
slut.
That other jackass I could really do without.
Yeah, Tom West. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about John Ekstrom.
No, Ekstrom doesn't do much for me either. Yeah. But
Sam Newton's okay.
Not a big fan of Newton. Not a big fan of Ekstrom. Could care less about Tom West. Really like Bob Hagen.
Bob Hagen's a slut.
So I walked through the doors at Target last night, and as soon as I walk in, I see him. He's right in the front, in that front display, and there's a billion piles of 12 packs of pop, right? 4 for $10. Because it's Target.
Right, of course.
You ever seen an alcoholic looking through the window of a bar?
Yeah, my reflection.
Right. But let me say this again. I said that poorly. You ever seen a recovering alcoholic, basically both hands on the glass, staring into a bar going, God, just give me one more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know Bob Hagen went cold turkey on soda 4 years ago. Hasn't had a soda in 4 years. He was just death staring those 3 or 4 new kinds of Mountain Dew. And he wanted him so bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Bob, what are you doing over there? Are you going to buy those? He goes, I haven't had soda in 4 years. I'm like, don't do it, man. Don't do it. He goes, God, these look good. And the new flavors of Mountain Dew, one of them's called Arctic Blast, I think.
I don't know if that's new, is it?
Well, there's
like a Mountain Dew expert.
Maybe that one's not new, but there's 3 or 4 new flavors. Exactly.
Yeah.
But even some of the old ones, then, if Arctic Blast is not super, super new, it doesn't even say the flavor on the side of the box. It just says it's Arctic Blast, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. And he goes, I bet it's so good. he was just, you know, his hand starts trembling. Right, he's getting the shakes.
Right.
Did I disappoint you? We'll let you know. I go, oh, you just buy it. He goes, I haven't had one in 4 years. I go, yeah, I basically mostly cut out soda, but obviously, I'm not cold turkey. You gotta drink soda once in a while. It's great. You only live once. He goes, I wish I had done that. I wish I had just done the whole mix one or two in a week.
It's good, man.
I was like, wait a minute. Because I go to Cane's with Hagen, once a year or so. And I go, wait a minute. What do you get at Cane's? He goes, lemonade.
Oh,
he goes, that's probably just as bad for you, but I got to stick to it.
Yeah, it's just as bad.
Sure.
Depends, though. Like, if it's like fresh lemonade, no, but.
Right. So picture Bob Hagen walking around the soda displays at Target with this song in his head. Just looking like he had no reason to live.
Do you remember,
except for going back in the old time machine and drinking Mountain Dew.
You remember Ben Stiller's character in that Vince Vaughn movie?
Dodgeball?
Yeah.
White Goodman.
Remember what he did with the pizza?
Of course. He banged the hell out of it, basically.
I picture Bob Hagen in a bottle of
Mountain Dew. I've missed you so much.
he can't drink it, but he pours it all over himself.
Yeah, Bob's the best.
He's the best.
Pop's so good, though. I don't drink it much either, but
I drink the H out of it.
Yeah. I still
love it.
I had a Diet Coke last night just because I wanted one, but I normally, unless it's in my booze, I don't drink
it. Sure.
Can I ask you guys a question that the listeners don't care about? Do your headphones sound unbelievably good right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was imagining that or not. Yeah, it's crystal clear.
It's like in
clear.
Stereo. It's
right.
Like,
this is Beats by Dre.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I think that's why the board looks different. They did something.
I don't know what they did. Don't touch a button then, because this is crystal clear.
Yeah, it's
we sound great.
Yeah.
Is this how good this show normally is?
This is like every band I've ever been in. We sound great to ourselves.
Right.
Right. Then you get on stage and it's Meat Sauce and the Wailers.
Oh, you guys were a good band.
You did
bad.
Rock Call Me Maybe.
Bad.
That the was lead real, real good.
Sucked.
Yeah, I didn't care for him, but the band was pretty tight.
Yeah. Phil DeAgony can shred on guitar.
Yeah, he really, and the
hell
bass
of a
player,
name for a rock.
Hell of a guy.
Carl artist. And Patrick's a good drummer.
Patrick's a great drummer.
Yeah.
Everybody in that band, but.
But he's.
Where the hell's Tommy Olsen? It's Thursday.
I don't know where Dio
hear?
Is. Please
he's
don't tell
here
me.
By
I need
now.
Coffee from him.
Yeah, we need some kind of
he
coffee.
He might not have coffee, actually. He didn't bring his coffee. But
we expect Tommy Olsen at some point today. Then
yeah,
Ben
Howie
Lieber will
be
join
here
at
coffee.
Well, 7 o'clock. Ben Lieber will join.
Yep.
Mark Rosen will be here at 8 o'clock. We'll play before and after at 8:40. I assume there's Tommy Olsen right on. Right
T.O.
On he's hovering right behind you.
Hi, T.O.
How you doing?
Hi, brother.
Uh-oh.
Unbelievable.
Aw, thanks. Dude.
Unbelievable.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
Awesome. They're hugging it out over there.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Dude.
What's the hug for? That was emotional.
What's going on?
What's the hug for? That was a nice, warm embrace. A rare embrace from Tommy Olsen.
Yeah, no.
Well, he likes to hug.
That was a solid little hug there, Tommy. Why are you late? You're 5 minutes late. Just because you don't get paid for this gig, you don't think you have to show up on time?
Well, I get stuck at the damn door every day.
Why don't you have a key card?
You know, after 3 years, you think you could get one.
You will have one today.
Okay.
Today will
you
be
legitimately
your day.
Don't have a key card yet?
No. On Saturdays, it's the worst. You no one's here.
And you and sometimes just... can't get all... You can't even get the building.
That's so.
No,
ridiculous.
I'm in the parking lot door
right,
just sitting there.
Stupid.
I don't know who to call.
We'll get you one. We get whatever we want.
Did I tell you guys about Saturday?
I
about
see
Saturday.
You in your car.
I was doing fan line for the Ghosts
and
doing the old breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you go to the game to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, it's just obvious you go to the game and do the from the booth.
Mm-hmm. Came here.
I'm sitting here
looking for Nordo.
The whole game. Me and Zach were like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. And then it gets to the halftime. I'm like, all right, Corbu's probably just staying there. And then he'll come over after. Probably getting a taste of the vibe and then coming over after.
Hmm.
Gets to the end of the game. He's still doing, still talking. I'm like, maybe he's doing it from his car.
Maybe he's doing it from his car.
Maybe this came out
drive by podcast.
Yeah,
hey, Corbu Stennis here with the Gopher Post Game Show on 394.
Yeah. In my car.
And what are you talking about, Tommy?
His
and then,
car.
Then I start to panic, you know, because I'm like, I'm not there. I'm doing this whole thing wrong. And then he starts on the broadcast going, hopefully we're soon to have Tommy Olsen on here. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then Zach goes, Tom, come on in. We're going to wire you through. So I had to go right in there and then get wired through and got on. But it ended up working.
Two things. As a guy that's done Vikings fan line now for I don't know how many years. I only have five, six, 7 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I always prefer doing it from here. You did the right thing. It's way better to do it from the studio than the actual stadium. Now, you would say, well, don't you get to see the game better from the stadium? Sometimes, but a lot of times it's better just to watch it on TV. You actually get a better kind of recap because a million replays. You get the, I don't know, you get the stats on there. It's easier to follow with all these computer screens here. It's an easier follow here.
Thank you. I thought the teams
like you to be there. And I would have done the same thing. I would have just showed up here.
But all my old teammates were at the game, too, and I had to tell them, no, I can't come. I cannot do it. And my brother and my dad were sitting together, and I couldn't go. They went to Manny's before, had two bloodies. I'm like,
oh, they went to Manny's. Manny's or Manning's?
Manning's, the better one.
Manning's.
Wait, what?
Better one. Manning's. That's like the third or fourth time it's come up in the last couple of weeks.
But, yeah.
Gophers know what that is.
That was tough, but it all worked out. I was able to do the old postgame and do the fan line. Worked out with Nordo. All worked out good.
Right good. On.
And
good
the
you.
Gophers dominated.
Dominated.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
And can I say right now?
No.
I don't care if Wisconsin goes 13-0. I would absolutely love it if they didn't make it in. Love it.
Of course.
If they go 13-0 and find a way to be fifth.
Yeah, if they beat us, which kind of looks like they will. They're a pretty good team. Yeah.
Sure.
Eden Prairie would beat them.
Okay, that's too far. But literally, it would make my day to see Wisconsin not make it.
Well, it would help for two reasons. Number one, it would be great to watch the Drunken Scotties bitch and moan.
Mm-hmm.
Always something I look forward to during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And then number two, it would blow up the playoff, right? If a Power Five conference goes undefeated and doesn't get in, then the system's flawed.
Yeah, you got to make it to eight.
Right, then you'd make it to eight. And then, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's so many wins.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The drunken Scotty's complaining all Thanksgiving, all Christmas, all New Year's, all Flag Day.
Yeah.
Here's how the system works, though.
Ooh. Okay.
They've played one ranked team.
Doesn't matter. They're a Power Five conference.
Yeah, but they strength of schedule.
That's why it's stupid. But if you are playing other D1 teams and you're a Power Five conference and go undefeated, you should have a chance to play for everything.
You mean teams like Maryland and Illinois and the Gophers?
Yeah, that's this year. Next year, their schedule, it rotates every year, right?
Sure.
The Gophers had a pretty easy schedule last year, a little more difficult this year. If Wisconsin's a paper tiger because of the easy schedule, then they still deserve to be in the playoff and then be easily dispatched by Alabama or Georgia or Clemson or whatever.
How cool would it be?
If Michigan beats them on Saturday, it's all for me.
Yeah, right. But if they beat Michigan and we beat them.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And that ruin their season.
That's also good.
That's
a pipe dream, but still.
Hey. I would give PJ a 20-year extension if he did that.
That seems a lot about
Row the boat. Yeah. Next variance right here. Come on. Love it.
The next variance.
Come on. Yep.
What were we talking about before Tommy drove here instead of the stadium?
Coffee?
No, not coffee. Not that sound effect.
Sound effect.
We were talking about our awesome headphones.
I remember what you said. You said,
God, I love cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
That was off air.
You said that?
Yeah, but off air.
Yeah. Don't do drugs.
Why? You only live once.
Okay.
Just go for it. Ask Drake.
You say that, no one cares. I say that, and all of a sudden I'm reprimanded.
Do you guys really shop on Thanksgiving?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Hockey shops every day.
There's only one day I don't shop.
Yes, right. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No, I shop on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. My mom asked me yesterday, she's like, what's your Thanksgiving Day plans? We're trying to put everything together. I go, well, I got this thing called the Vikings game during the day. They're playing in Detroit, and then I will be here at the studio doing Vikings fan line. And then afterwards, going straight to Best Buy for Black Friday with sauce.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think they open at 5, and then Target opens at 6. So, yeah, basically my whole Thanksgiving is taken care of.
We should bring Drunk David with us.
And I'm not kidding. I think my list of Black Friday, Thursday night, Friday morning sales that I'm hitting, or items that I'm getting on Black Friday, I think is now 13, and 2 of them are for other people. 11 of them are for myself.
God, you are the cringe.
No, that's the way you do it.
Well, yeah, right. I'm not.
There's only one winner.
Everything I'm buying on Thursday is for me.
Right. I'm not saying I'm not getting a
great
bunch of other things for the kids and family members for Christmas. I'm just saying we'll take care of that some other time. This is daddy time.
Yeah.
Right. It's time to pay the piper on Black Friday / Black Thursday.
Yeah. Normally when I say this is daddy time, I'm locking the bathroom door.
Yeah. Oh, I got somebody for you, Hogsley.
Who?
And somebody to watch.
A new
person.
I'm like,
But wouldn't you love to watch that new person on a shiny new iPad for $200 off? That's what you do on Black Friday.
Yeah, and it's this person hockey is right up our alley, what we discussed 2 days ago.
Okay, I'm in.
Like the perfect example.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Case Keenum was named your starting quarterback Sunday against the LA Rams. We were at his press conference yesterday discussing that with him. We'll play that interview back. And then, of course, the Wolves won. The Gopher basketball team is rowing the boat as well. Mm-hmm. Everything's coming up. Power Trip Morning Joe. Tommy Olsen's here. We do Front Page Sports and talk to Case Keenum right after this.
It's like I have had worse headphones in the studio when I'm recording records. I'm telling you.
This is sick.
I can't believe how good this sounds.
I don't know if it sounds any better on the radio. I'm sure
think
it's the exact same, but to us in here, this is amazing.
I can't believe it.
Long overdue, you jackasses.
Here's the thing that's going to be fun, though, is all the crap that I tell you guys about songs that you can't hear that I tell you is there, you'll be able to hear it now.
Now it's there?
Yeah. Do you hear the two different guitars? The one on your right ear and the one on your left ear?
Yeah, what happened? I wonder what they did.
That's so cool.
What if we're going to find out later today that...
Nothing.
The wrong buttons are pushed, and they have to push it back.
Oh, there's no way in hell that's happening.
No.
I'll stand in here with a flamethrower. I'm not letting it. I love this. I just want to hear music now. Hey, Sauce, do you hear what I'm talking about? Do you hear the guy on the left side doing the, the guy on the right's going, chicka, 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 chicka.
I want to hear that new AOL Nation song with this set of headphones.
I think we should hear Go West in these headphones.
Oh, my gosh. That's great, even better.
I want you guys to hear those songs while we make out.
Okay.
Hey, Howie. Are you back there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, read it now. Go.
Join the fan along with Paul Allen and Paul Charchian for a football feast at Buffalo Wild Wings in Oakdale this Friday, November 17th. More details at KFAN.com, keyword event.
Yeah.
I don't like those guys, though.
Why?
I don't care much for those Pauls. Oh. Not my favorite Pauls in the world.
What'd you think, Howie? How was that? How'd you do?
Pretty terrible. I hate talking and reading.
Yeah, that's...
Talking and reading are tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Those aren't your strengths.
Well, yeah, and look at it. Like, Sauce is pretty awful at both of those things, and he's making a lot of money.
Right.
Especially the reading part.
I get paid, yeah, barely.
Is it in Oakdale? Is that what you said?
It is.
That's like 5 minutes from my
house. Your jam.
I might have to go.
That's the one right off of radio,
might
right?
You go, but you better go now.
Is that the feast?
Right off of Radio Drive,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, right there. Yeah, there's a Lifetime. There's
the
everything
north
right
side
there.
Of Radio
and
Drive.
And Radio Drive.
It's Maple Grove East.
And Radio Drive.
Maple Grove East.
That's a good way to say it because they're almost exactly the same now.
That's a great point.
We have a Portillo's and you guys are getting Portillo's.
Thing. So I think it's open now.
Wait, you're saying Arbor Lakes and Woodbury Lakes or Radio Drive are the same thing?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
It's Weaver Lake and Radio
Drive.
This is
like Carson Wentz and Mitch Leidner.
No.
Calm down on Woodbury.
This is like...
Woodbury Wales.
It's not the Grove.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We don't have a Lulu. Do you guys have a Lulu?
A Lululemon?
I only go to the one over here.
See, we don't have one either. But I swear, they match up like, I don't know, Bama versus Clemson.
Oh, okay. I like that. No, that's a good way to put it. Listen, I want to play the press. Because yesterday, even Mr. Case Keenum himself was going on and on about how great we were in this first press. I can't believe it.
And he's right.
And later, I'm going to play this song in these new headphones.
Oh. It does sound...
Oh.
Dude, listen.
What? Did you guys actually switch something? Because it does sound
did.
Different.
Somebody did.
Okay, now listen. Right here. See, when things kick in, listen to this, okay? Listen to the different things going on in your ears.
Listen to it twice.
Hold on, listen. In a second, the bass guitar is going to go boo.
Okay.
Check this out, Ray. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I love Alanis.
Bangers. Oh, so Wales. Many bangers.
Now, the only thing better than Alanis is when we dominate a press conference. Oh!
Thanks, Sam Kinison.
And now, it's time for a power trip press conference.
That's right, Dave Allen.
Yesterday we were down at Winter Park because Case Keenum was named starter against the Rams on Sunday. Not surprising anyone, but he was officially named the starter. Mike Zimmer, for whatever reason, waiting until yesterday to say Case is the guy. And we asked him the following questions. Case, Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show. Blake Shelton was just named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Tough choice, though, right? A lot of options out there, huh?
I got a lot of guys that I like to look to.
Me too, yeah.
Case Keenum meets us here. How are you? I need you to do me a favor. Finish this George Carlin line. I'm getting really sick of guy's name.
Todd?
Thank you.
Case, there's a reason I avoided that question. Good to see you, Case. Thank you. As you can see by looking at me, I have a terrible memory. Can you just tell me real quickly, when did I see the movie It?
You saw it last week.
That's not true, dude. Maybe it is. Was it last week? It doesn't seem like it was last week. Thank you, though.
Case Keenum, Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show. I heard you and Mark Rosen like to go out looking for chicks. Is there any place that he's asked you to go that you said no to?
You know, my high school back home.
Genius.
You got me there.
Yeah, that's great. Case, I have no follow-up. Goodbye. Case, you're a huge fan of Bush. No. You have a Bush tattoo. What's your favorite song by Bush?
Little Things.
Okay.
brilliant. Case, Chris Hockentosh, your morning show. I hate to continually make this about the three of us from the Power Trip Morning Show, but even you told me the other day on the plane on the way home that you think we're the best reporters. Would you do me a favor and just for a second tell all these jerks around us how you feel about the Power Trip Morning Show and the three of us in particular?
You know, I want to tell you guys, these guys are really good.
That is the correct
thank
answer.
You, Case. That's
listen
so
up,
sweet.
You pricks.
Yeah, thank
he
you.
Says we're good.
That's right. Thank you.
Hey, Case, this is weird, but am I crazy, or did I just overhear you around the corner talking to a Looney Tunes character?
I was actually bringing up the history of my team.
I saw that.
With Wiley.
That's what I thought. I thought I heard. So weird.
Case, meet Sauce Paul Lambert. How are you? My sources say you wrote a book on Pee Wee Herman and the night he was busted showing it who's boss in that XXX theater. I know the first part of the book is Pee Wee, so it's Pee Wee.
This smart kid can sling it.
Oh, what? Damn it.
Yeah! It was you this time!
This week it was you! Yes! Yes!
Yay!
Yes! 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 Last two
that kind of works.
Last 2 weeks it's been me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying, Chris.
Yeah, Case, good to talk to you. Just a few moments ago, I saw that you guys were talking math problems, like basic math. Why were you staring at your hand?
I figured I might as well just count on it.
Damn it.
I stole your question?
Case, after last week, Mike Zimmer gave you the game ball and a calculator. What are you going to do with that?
I figured I might as well just count on it.
I love this
average
bit.
Average minds think alike.
I love this bit. Sauce!
Case, in college, you were a roadie for Thunder Down Under. Corey speaks very highly of a few of them, in particular Ryan, Alex, Edward, and Jason P. Your thoughts on them?
Obviously, their front is... it's one of the best, and I've been around it firsthand, so I know exactly how good those guys are. And
great point. Case Keenum, congratulations again on being named starter. Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show, The Fan, and The Fan Radio Network. A little upset of you. A little bit ago, we were all in the community bathroom, and you kept, you kept shoving Meat Sauce and I away from the hole in the wall. Why is that?
Yeah, man, I don't want you guys to get all the glory.
Case, a smart man once just recently said, average minds think alike. So I have a quick question for you. Finish this Power Trip catchphrase. Don't be a...
Todd?
I'm so glad you're a listener.
Sauce.
Case, pop quiz here, okay? What is 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 1/2 cup cold butter, divided 1/4 cup ice water, 1/3 cup sugar, 2 teaspoons cornstarch, 1/8 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 2 medium tart apples peeled and thin sliced, 1 teaspoon lemon juice, 2 tablespoons beaten egg, and 1/2 teaspoon of water, and then 1/4 cup of confection sugar, and 1 teaspoon of water make?
Turnovers.
Case, Chris Hockey, you and Marcus Sherrills just had lunch together. Why are you guys so angry?
You know, we're not satisfied. We're still hungry.
Brilliant.
Was that all of them?
And scene.
Wait, I have a follow-up.
Oh, you have a follow-up.
Last thing for Case, and I'll let you go. Would you say that P.A. Paul Allen's the oddest man you've ever known?
He really is.
Now... if we can look behind the curtain for a second.
Oh, yes.
Let's explain to the listeners how radio works, right? So when we first thought about doing these stupid bits, one of the things we thought we were going to do, right, was, hey, let's all email each other like, hey, I'm going to use this line, this line, this line, this line, and this line.
Right.
But as you've seen, it's way more fun if you don't know what lines the other two guys are going to use. But then the problem is, from time to time, there's a minor overlap.
Todd?
Or, you know.
I figured I might as well just count on it.
Isn't it crazy, though, in a 10-minute press conference, Case met the media for about 10 minutes yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of talking. There's a lot of phrases you could use, but for whatever reason, a handful of them end up standing out as... possible lame, stupid-ass 6 o'clock in the morning jokes.
Right, yeah. It's great.
And we all go for them.
Yep. Average minds.
Average minds think alike.
Yeah, it is fun. Ugh. I'm going to play this again now.
Yeah, duh.
Can I tell you two things? Something else as well? Listen to this. You ready? This is going to blow your mind. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yep.
In your brand new, obviously awesome headphones that doesn't matter at all to the radio listeners. but if you're in your car and you got your radio on, turn it up when I shut my mouth here and listen, because there's two acoustic guitars here, not one. There's one in your right ear and one in your left ear. They're playing just a little bit different guitar lick. The one in your right ear is strumming straight. The one in your left ear is cutting it up.
Hogsley?
Yeah.
If you were doing this at home, would you get, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I don't even dare do this into my wife. She's had to deal with it for 23 years.
Can I do something very similar? I want
to hear this banger.
Go both in your left ear and your right ear.
Yeah.
Listen to what they do in this song.
Yeah. See, this, you know why this is the 80s?
Well,
They didn't have the technology to do what Alanis Morissette just did.
Are you listening to this?
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, he just did.
Surrounded by brilliance now. Right ear and left ear.
And downstairs.
What is this?
Wait, excuse me?
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you for not knowing this.
I've literally never heard this.
Have you not seen the greatest film of all time, Pretty Woman, number one?
Oh, I've seen Pretty Woman.
Yeah, well, then you've heard this song.
Okay, yeah.
This is literally one of the greatest songs of all time.
What part is this in?
I think you mean figuratively.
Yeah. The best part.
I like saying literally, though.
I love saying literally.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the part where you see the back of her head for a minute, and then it's gone again, and then it's there, and then it's gone again. Man, that sounds good. I hate this song, but that sounds great.
We should hear some Billy Vanilli in these headphones.
What part is it at, Cork?
The best part.
Yeah,
big
he doesn't remember,
part,
obviously. He doesn't remember.
The part
That's
when
why
Jason
this.
Alexander's a douchebag and they go play polo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and he tries hitting on her?
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't know.
Can I just one more thing about Atlantis?
I don't remember what part of the movie it's in. I just know it's in the soundtrack somewhere.
Give me one more little solid, one more thing, and I'll stop being a music geek for a second or a sound geek, but just for one second, listen to this. This is another Alanis Morissette song you guys probably don't know. Oh, you might, I guess. I don't know. It's called Thank You. Thank You.
I love this
song. Okay, great song. Right. Listen to how this sounds in your headphones, how it goes from one ear to the other, but it makes immediate impact on both of them.
Thank you, perfect fart. Thank you, fire.
And thank you for calling it perfect fart.
Well, that's what you called it. I'm not agreeing.
Thank you, son. That is a banger.
Yeah. All Alanis is banger.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry I'm freaking out. This sounds so good.
Thank God I could listen to this on iHeartRadio, all of Alanis' bangers.
God, if I want to feel like this all the time, I wonder where I could get some Beats by Dre at a massive discount. I don't know, maybe any major retailer next Thursday or Friday?
I have a pair. They're the best headphones on the planet.
Oh, good for you.
I have two pair. You want one?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You have 4 years?
How about them trips? I wish.
Todd?
Sorry, babe.
These headphones are so good. Case Keenum's in the back of this song.
Never noticed it before.
Yeah, man, I don't want you guys to get all the glory.
Okay. Hey, Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the castmates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie, the castmates, Rooney Mara and Channing Tatum. The year, 2013. The answer, right after this.
The Fan. Hey, it's Corey Kill, Power Trip Morning.
And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The castmates, Rooney Mara and Channing Tatum. The year, 2013. The answer? Side effects. And now, back to the Power Trip.
Legitimately don't know what that is. Side effects?
Never saw it.
This sounds so good.
An old man turned 98. You
sounded very, very feminine.
So, if it's today, if it's tomorrow, if it's Monday, the Rosy laugh will probably be used in the best context it's ever been used in.
Why is that?
When Charles Manson dies.
Oh, yeah.
He'll laugh at that, right?
Hell yeah. Well, shouldn't we all laugh at his death? One less a-hole on planet Earth.
The report is he's too weak to go back to prison.
Good.
Die.
Right, yeah. You, sir, will not be missed.
No.
Yep.
Screw up!
Exactly.
Whoa.
Hey, Charles.
Get back to
sin. It's over for you, buddy.
Hockey.
Yes, sir.
When we go to Vegas in March...
Yes, sir.
We're sitting next to each other and singing Alanis.
Dude, yeah, and people are going to be like, go to Kansas, land the plane, do whatever.
Turn around.
Yeah, open the door, I got to get out. Don't you think?
Oh, you know what else song would bang in these headphones?
It's like radio. Fetty?
Pillow Talk. Oh.
Great point. Yeah.
You should play Pillow Talk, Huxley. Okay.
God, it's so good.
What?
It's so good. Well, life is a funny way.
The Golden Gopher basketball team temporarily battled Niagara and then pulled away in a big way. They won 107-81 over the Purple Eagles of Niagara, Tommy Olsen.
Good for them.
Reggie Lynch, just 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 blocks.
He's a beast.
This is a top... Three seed?
Oh. I'll bet money on them making it to the Elite Eight.
Whoa. Tommy.
How sweet will it be, because the Power Trip Morning Show for the fourth consecutive year is going to Vegas during the NCAA tournament's second weekend? That's Sweet 16 weekend.
Yeah,
the Gophers have a goddamn good chance of being
they
there.
Nate Mason, I think that's the reason why they'll go that far. Because you need a good backcourt. Or point guard.
And they have Isaiah Washington. And I watched 5 minutes of him play against Providence.
Yeah.
And you can see it. You're like, this kid gets it. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He's got the skill set for sure.
Guards,
it might take him a year or two to totally figure it out, but he's really good.
And then a
guard play and bigs are what you need.
I think we got the whole squad, whole package.
Diggs?
Yeah.
You're thinking of Tay Diggs.
Same thing, right?
I don't know.
Tay Diggs is the one that I was going through Twitter like a year or two ago.
He follows like everybody.
Right. And all of a sudden it says Tay Diggs is following. I'm like, Tay Diggs is following me? What did I do? Why is Tay Diggs following me? And then you click on his follows, and he follows like 2 million people.
It is weird. How did he find you, though?
I don't know. I don't know how that works, but... Because I have never tweeted about him, at him. I don't think I've ever been in any kind of a group situation where Tay Diggs was a part of the conversation on Twitter.
He was in that one group we were in.
Oh, good point. Oh, man.
I know.
Now we have to let this rock, right?
It is one of the two songs.
Yeah.
We have to wait for the bridge until we shut up for a minute. But yeah, we can talk over the other.
Is there a job?
The rest of it's brilliant too, but we can talk over the rest of it.
Is there a job I can get just where I just listen to music?
Yeah, it's called an FM DJ.
Nah, I don't think that's true anymore.
How about just a DJ?
That's what you are, isn't it?
That's what my mom tells her friends.
My son's a DJ at KFM.
Wake up!
God dang brilliant. I don't trust people that don't like music, and my dad is one of them. My dad is almost 80 years old and just doesn't care about music at all, and never has.
Really?
And he lived through the Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
He doesn't listen to music?
Just doesn't care about it. Doesn't do anything.
Like parties?
He doesn't party.
If your family hosted a party growing up, there was no music on in the background.
Well, not really.
Really?
The only parties I can remember were Christmas parties, and it was goddamn Christmas music.
The best. So far, the best time ever.
Why don't think you trust?
But he doesn't like music? I don't understand.
No, just doesn't do anything for him.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Really weird.
Yeah.
So he listens to you then? hockey podcast.
He just likes sports and stuff, and he likes going fishing and going outside.
Good guy.
Ugh. Does he like getting it on?
Well, I mean, he's a guy.
Yeah.
Fishing? Yeah, fishing. I know, right?
Boring.
I always get my stuff tangled, too.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I bet you do. Angels deserve to die.
Drop the mic after just a sweet-ass rap battle.
Oh, yeah.
If I wrote that song, if I wrote Chop Suey, let's say that was the first song I ever wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would just, and I don't even smoke cigars. I think I'd grab a cigar, go down to the beach, kick up my feet and go, I think my work here is done.
Yeah, no one would be mad at you.
No, I think you just say...
You should record it first.
Well, yeah. No, I would record it.
That would be a good idea.
And then I'd say, what else is there left to do?
Right.
Nothing.
Dude.
Right.
That's about it for me, I think.
Man. Yeah.
A cigar on a beach sounds pretty nice.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Can you?
It's awesome.
Can you imagine, to take your point a little further, can you imagine sitting in the studio, mixing that, and saying, I can't wait for people to hear this.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Or what if you're the producer of the band, but not in the band, and you're going, holy F.
Yeah.
This is sweet.
What is this?
Like, think about it this way. Think about the first time you heard You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer.
No, you didn't have to say who it was from. We all knew.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Is it?
What did you think it was?
I don't know.
It's too legit to quit.
That song wails,
yeah,
too.
That's a different song, isn't it?
Yeah, you should play it.
Can't touch this.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
You can't touch this.
This is like... butter in my ears.
Are you guys just saying this because it's like,
yeah, I probably have at some point in my life.
Crystal clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. We should just listen to tunes till 9.
I just realized something. I don't think I've ever agreed with anybody more in my life, but the first line of that other song you just played, Can't Touch This, which I wish you'd start again.
You can't touch this.
His first line is, my music gets me so hard.
Yeah.
You can't touch this.
I can relate.
High. Is it high or hard?
I hope it's hard.
He rhymes with makes me say, oh my lord, right?
So it's got to be hard then.
Probably.
Can't touch this.
Hard.
Here comes.
My music hits me so hard.
It hits me so hard.
Does he say hits?
Yeah, he better.
I like gets better.
Or makes. on the first thing when you Google can't touch this lyrics, it says my music makes me so hard.
Well, I can say that too. I mean, I can see why he's saying that.
So back to Too Legit to Quit for a second. Because if we have 2 minutes here before we have to break.
No.
I think I can basically transfer an off-air conversation.
Gary Busey fighting somebody on ESPN right now?
What now? He's what?
Never mind.
Gary Busey's fighting somebody on ESPN.
There's a hockey player who gets his helmet ripped off and he looks like Gary Busey.
So last commercial break, we were talking to Tommy Olsen about being recruited as an 18-year-old and how different maybe it is to be 18 as opposed to your mid-30s and looking at how recruiting works. And Tommy, what did you say about how dumb a lot of 18-year-old football players are in terms of little stupid things that adults think are ridiculous but 18-year-olds think are super cool?
No, I specifically remember when I was getting recruited, I was like, why doesn't the U have a hand symbol that I can...
Like a gang sign on.
Right, like a M down or like something cool.
That was what you were like, mad that the Gophers didn't have a hand signal.
I'm not kidding. Like how the U had, University of Miami has the U that everyone knows how to do that. Like every school started getting these. I'm like, oh my God, these are so sick.
Right.
And I wanted to do it in like every picture I took.
You wanted, say what you said to Sauce and I about, you wanted that to be your
Twitter picture.
You wanted a picture of you flashing the Gopher hand sign as your Twitter picture, and you were going to be super bitter
I'm not
that
kidding.
You didn't get to do it.
Yes, 100%.
Well, I have a solution now, 6 years later?
Mm-hmm. Right? Really?
Okay, hold up two fingers,
Yeah.
Now make an L. Now two again, and now do like a quit sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So two L, two quit. Okay.
I got one for
Watch.
You.
Watch. Too legit to quit.
I got one for you. Take your swear finger and your
swear finger
pointer,
yeah,
and go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Cut
it out.
I got one for you, and this is real because I know what you're talking about. No, this is true because I see the recruits doing this all the time. If you went to Oregon, you could do this.
Mm-hmm. The top of it's tough to.
You mean Oregon State?
Whatever. Oh yeah, they're like
That's
this.
Not a duck.
Is that more accurate? Oh wait a minute, that was two. Hold on. How about this? Saucy, what about this part right here?
Yeah, it's you found it. You won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, but that's what I used to care about.
That's the difference between you and I.
I just think that I'm not gonna lie to you. That's a weird thing.
It's a kid thing.
It's being 18.
Yeah. It's being 18 and caring about nonsense.
Oh, well, jerseys. You don't care about Fortune 500 companies, any of that.
No. Yeah, but do you remember Miami in like 01, 02? You were two.
Yeah, Willis McGahee, favorite player of all time.
Or Sean Taylor?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The swag they had?
Yeah, obviously. Oh. Coolest team of all time.
Sean Taylor.
Kraken Skulls.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
He took out a punter in a Pro Bowl game.
How about We Ballin' Boys? Have you ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
God, I have not.
Number one pump up song of all time. What you know about me, boy? It's the coolest song of all time.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what's happening.
They have Ed Reed. I don't know if it's actually Ed Reed or not, but they rap about Ed Reed on there.
Reed, Sean Taylor.
Oh, goodness.
Ed Reed's my all-time favorite defensive player, not named Ben Lieber.
I have to show you the song then because they have a full verse about Ed Reed.
I'm not going to lie to you, and this is not even an overstatement, I don't think. I can't think of a football player as a player that I like better at any position.
Than Ed Reed?
Ed Reed's my favorite player of all time.
Ed Reed was so much fun to watch.
And think about it. Sean Taylor was better, but he died.
And he died, and they were on the same... Were they on the same college team then?
No.
At the same time?
I don't know.
I think Ed was first.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you watch those 30 for 30s are sick about Miami. Mm.
Oh, yeah, that one's... Yeah, I mean, it was... That is definition of football factory.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to know what that means...
And they're back, man.
It was just fun to watch Ed Reed. Whenever he touched the ball, he always had that chance of scoring.
Sure.
Boy, Abraham Lincoln had a good game last night.
What?
I got to turn off ESPN.
The Power Trip show like will Abraham return Lincoln. After this with wild news and what really matters.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the Giants score!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Wild host the Nashville Predators tonight at the Xcel Energy Center. The Wild have won three straight games, all of them shutouts. 3-0, 1-0, and then 3-0 again. Of course, Devin Dubnyk, a team record 195 minutes and 5 seconds of a scoreless streak going on right now. He broke his own record from last year. And Jason Zucker has 7 goals in his last 4 games.
Hey, Mike.
The Wild are in 6th, though, in the Central Division, just ahead of Colorado. Yep. And they have a 3-game win streak, but Nashville has a 5-game win streak.
Tonight.
Nashville has 22 points.
That's tonight,
right here on The Fan.
Tonight.
That'll be great. Hockey.
When is that?
What time will that be?
Tonight.
That's hockey, I think.
Jesus.
Did you hit that at the exact same time I did?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
That sounded like God.
Average minds think alike.
That's hockey, I think.
You could do that again if you tried.
No, that was almost perfectly synced.
Even if we counted it down, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, let's try it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's hockey, I think.
All right, that was about as close as we
did. Wow. Cheaper.
Let's see if we can hit this button at the same time. Ready? 1, two.
And now, I hit a different button.
Yeah, which one did you hit?
Really Matters.
Hi, Mike.
Brought to you by LutherAuto.com.
Thank you, LutherAuto.com. I'm going down there today.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
What are you getting?
Getting
a
van?
I don't know yet. I'm flirting with a van. I'm flirting with an SUV.
Yeah. You would be a guy that's into cars.
What do you mean?
You ever seen that My Strange Addiction, I'm dating a car?
I have seen that.
Yeah. And he like tells his dad, is just the disappointment. His dad's like, good God. What?
You just said the word strange, so I'm going to change the subject. Has anybody finished Stranger Things Season 2 yet?
No.
No.
Not one of you?
Nope. Have you?
I haven't even one started or it. Two away from the end. God dang it, it's good. It's so good.
I've never seen it.
Not even season one?
Season one, yeah.
Oh, season two you haven't
season
seen.
Season one's great. I got
I
so much other stuff.
Very nervous season two was not going to have the same kind of charm.
Charmed.
And it's not quite the same. The charm, is the same kind of charm is not there, but it's just as good, but just in different ways. Super fun. Tommy, you're not a Stranger Things guy?
He's no, kind of the stranger. I have TV update on myself, though, if you care.
You have what?
How are
go
you,
ahead.
Stranger?
Oh, hey.
I'm season 3, episode 18 or 19.
Of The Office?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's fantastic.
It's brilliant.
It's wonderful.
I didn't know this love story that you guys talked about.
The all-timer?
It's unbelievable.
I've never cried harder to a TV
unbelievable
show.
How Wait, good it is.
When did you cry during Jim and Pam's relationship?
When he tells her that he loves
come
him.
On, we don't,
man, when he cuts his tie, it, too.
It's, dude, it's been 5 years. It's spoiler-proof.
Okay. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's so good.
I'm at that point. If, I don't know if you guys really remember like everything.
Oh, yeah, I remember
okay.
everything about
but
that
when,
show.
So who's the guy from Horrible Bosses who's on the show, too?
Ed Helms.
Steve Carell.
The funny guy.
Todd Salad.
He's like the new Dwight right now. He's
yeah, like, Andy Bernard, the Nard dog.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So he just went to anger management and he just came back.
Because he punched the wall.
Yeah, so that's
the Nard dog has some anger issues.
That's where I'm at right now. And Jim's dating this other girl.
Oh. Yeah, Rashida Jones' character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're pretty good at this show. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At what?
And her name was Karen Filippelli.
Thank you, Howie.
Karen Filippelli. Yeah, she just recorded in Italian. Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's brilliant. I'm not saying it's better than How I Met Your Mother yet, but
it
it's
is.
Comparable.
I'll say it for you. It is.
Yeah, it definitely is.
How I Met Your Mother is great.
Thank
All right,
you.
I read yeah, scores and stats Thank around the world you. Of sports, and Chris changes your life with something else. The Timberwolves won 98-86 over the San Antonio Spurs. That ends a 12-game losing streak to San Antonio. The last time the Wolves beat San Antonio was April 8th of 2014.
Really?
Karl Anthony Towns, 26 points, 16 rebounds. Wolves win. Wolves win.
He's not on the team anymore.
And they covered the spread. They were like 5-point favorites. Still covered. What really matters is this.
Good point. Back in September, a 43-year-old dude in Florida thought he heard his wife getting it on with another dude.
Oh, no.
He's pierced.
Pierced kids.
So he broke down the door.
Uh-oh.
And she was in the middle of a vigorous self-love session.
Oh. She, I don't know if I can say this.
And she got arrested.
For what? Taking herself to Pontown?
I don't know if there's a female equivalent of Blue Bees, but she got so angry he stopped her mid.
Yep.
Yeah.
That she got off the bed and beat his A word.
Really?
Wow.
Well, come on, dude. Show a little, you know.
Yeah.
Show a little respect.
Yeah.
Give her some privacy.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah,
she's got the door locked, dude. That means you stay out.
And if you stumble in that. Be as quiet as possible.
In fact, you know what you do? Go get a notepad and take some damned notes.
Right.
What
right.
is she doing to make herself make those noises?
Right. Yeah.
Right? Am I right? How are you?
How are you, stranger? Right. Take some notes
How
and then...
How are you, stranger?
Tell Randy you don't need his services anymore.
Creepiest possible thing to do, right?
What?
Oh, excuse me, sweetheart. You know what? Could you give me 2 seconds? Let me go grab a notepad and a pen.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hawk and I've seen
got it.
Hawk and I've seen a ton of videos where people get walked in on.
Yeah, I love it. I do. It's
too.
My fave.
Yeah. What are you doing? Nothing. I'll show you how to do that.
You're doing it wrong.
How?
Hello.
Gophers beat Niagara.
My stepmom's here.
107 to 81 over Niagara. Reggie Lynch leads the way with 18 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 blocks. The Gophers are 3-0. They square off against Western Carolina on Sunday. What really matters is this.
Western Carolina?
Yeah, it's preseason basketball. You throw a dart at a state, then you spin like a compass in whatever direction it lands on. It's like, all right, apparently we're playing northeastern Idaho. And then that's what five of your preseason games are. It's just a directional school from a random state. You've never heard of the school.
I've heard of the northeastern Idaho squad.
They always have names like Niagara did last night.
Is that
always
the name of the team?
Purple Eagles or some garbage name that no one's ever heard of.
No, hockey, no. What's it called?
The Houdinis?
No, that's great.
The Swedish sombrero?
No.
Idaho Potato Shack.
Yeah, northeastern Idaho Potato Shack.
No, it's
Texas Chili Bowl.
Yeah, there you go, Rose. I thought it was Rochester Institute of Medicine. The Rims. Yeah.
But
how about how he said ass yesterday?
He did. But what really matters is this.
You just said it just now.
No, I don't care. I'm supposed to say.
A 40-year-old couple in San Antonio got arrested last Thursday because they were watching a movie, and they got Randy from.
Oh, what?
No.
How are you, stranger?
They got Randy, so they took off all of their clothes and got a Dawn right there in the movie, the theater.
Got a Dawn?
Yep, got a Dawn.
Like, hand soap?
I'm going to make you, you can't refuse.
What?
Some Godfather reference.
Thank you.
Yeah, terrible movie.
Oh, come on.
It is.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's not good.
You're so weird.
The third one's one of the worst movies of all time.
The third one can be bad. The first one's fantastic. The second one may even be better.
It's like 3 hours long, right? Yeah. Find something better to do.
I've never seen it.
And I'm around Corey too much, but it's the equivalent of Scarface. It's just cool because everybody thinks it's cool. You go back and watch Scarface. That movie's horrible. Corey, back me up on this.
I don't like Scarface.
It's not a good movie.
Come on.
We're talking about The Godfather.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. You like it because your roommate likes it.
I thought The Godfather was overrated because it's considered one of the 3 or 4 or 5 best films of all time. I thought it was good. I don't think it's that good.
I've never seen it.
Okay. That sums it up.
Yeah. It pretty much sums it up.
That sums up Sauce's entire take on pop culture is...
Everything.
I haven't seen it, but it's way overrated and it sucks.
I heard from a guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daddy.
I think I saw it about 5 years ago, so I didn't see it a long time ago. When did it come out? Mid-70s? I wasn't born, of course, but saw it recently with an open mind going, all right, this is supposed to be super good. And it was fine. It was good.
Is that what Zootopia does in that one scene?
What?
Exactly, yeah. He's supposed to be the Godfather. Yeah, icing him.
That's brilliant. God, I love that movie.
Anyway, what were you saying? To the people were Randy getting it on during a film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. That was the end of the story.
That was it.
Yeah.
And they got arrested for getting it on in a movie theater.
So other people were there?
Do we know which film they were watching?
Yes, Totoro.
The song by Toto or Africa? What's the song?
Yeah. And here with their gigantic hit Totoro, give it up for Toto.
As I said on Tuesday, I'm unemployable. You should play Toto.
Tennessee at Pittsburgh tonight, 7:25. The Steelers, 7-point favorites. The Steelers are 7-2. Titans, 6-3. We actually have a good matchup on a Thursday night football game. What really matters is this.
Is that right?
8-10. Hockey's nightmare. 8-10. 8-10. What are you guys up to?
Inside joke. Come on, let's go.
Ghost hunting.
Is that right?
A recipe for a spaghetti-filled burrito is trending online.
Oh, that sounds
delicious.
That
sounds great.
Yeah, I would hammer that.
What? What's in it?
Yes. Spaghetti.
And meatballs?
Probably.
And a burrito?
I didn't say that, yeah.
Are you high?
2 weeks ago, you would have crushed that.
Well, obviously.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's the weekend, I'm going to crush it, but... Yeah. It sounds pretty good. Why am I trying to be skeptic? That does sound pretty good.
Yuck. God, you guys don't eat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Case Keenum named starter against the Los Angeles Rams. We'll talk more to Ben Lieber about that in a second. Ben joins for the next couple of hours. Then Mark Rosen, 1 hour from now. Play before and after at 8:40. Tommy, you're getting out of here, what,
7:30 or so.
7:30, yep.
Got the big boy job. Chris, what else do we have in the 7 o'clock hour?
It's a great point, Cor. As you mentioned, the lovely and talented Ben Lieber will be here, and then Mark Rosen comes in a little bit later after we do Vikings news. So much to get to. Thanks to Lexus of Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood.
He's from Indiana. Power Trip Wayzata returns after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. 1 week from today will be Thanksgiving Day. 39 days from today will be Christmas Day. Enjoy it, everybody. Corey Cove.
Hi.
Hi. Amare Stoudemire's birthday's today. Come on now. Nail it for me.
Drafted straight out of high school. Stoudemire was probably drafted. Man, what year was he picked?
Huh.
It's 2017. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Stoudemire is 37 years old.
You've lost your love and feeling. He's 35.
Mm.
Was he?
Damn it.
What pick was he? He was
ninth?
Yeah, he wasn't
12. Eighth or ninth, I think.
He was 40-12.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was sweet.
Yeah. He was very, very sweet.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning, guys.
Ben Lieber joins the Power Trip Morning Show every Monday and Thursday,
morning,
7
Benjamin.
To 9.
Good morning.
Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Dig the shirt there.
Thanks,
Saucy.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. What's you're talking to Paul.
Is that a hammer made?
Yeah, got it yesterday.
It fits you well.
Yeah. No.
Makes your upper look.
Well, it's also my tees don't help, but thank you.
Yeah. I think you look great.
I appreciate that.
You look like a ray of happiness today.
I do. I'm trying.
Nike, a nice pink cuffs you got there.
Yeah. Nice pink panties.
Thank you.
Nice,
thank you.
Nice pink socks. Yeah, both of you.
No thanks to you. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, let's do this. You ready? Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Vibe read round two. Go.
Join us in supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, who helps families during times of hardship. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. Find out what you can do now at MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.com.
Ooh, not bad.
How long are you going to talk?
Not bad. Well done. That was a good read, you. Congratulations. Now go back to doing nothing.
Jesus.
Can I tell a quick story?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, I love stories.
By the way, before you tell your story, and I want to hear your story, Howie pointed something out that she couldn't have been more right. Tell them what you told me during the break.
So when Tommy Olsen said, is that what they're doing in Zootopia, talking about The Godfather? I said that was the most Tommy Olsen comment of all time.
It was.
20 years old, Zootopia, duh.
Yeah. Right. We're talking about The Godfather.
Right,
he's throwing out
Zootopia.
Oh, that's like the Bugs Bunny cartoon right. When he goes hunting for the Wascally Wabbit.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like the Lego movie?
Yep.
Okay.
Lego movie's good. I actually watched that the other day.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, Trolls is not lit.
No, it's not.
It is.
The music's lit. That's all they got.
But Tommy, Corey and Ben have you watching Trolls? Agreed. Why are you
watching
Trolls?
Don't you take it away from me.
You have
no
rules?
Business
watching Trolls.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
See,
no
see
rules.
That's even proof. You don't know what you're talking about. It's not a Disney film.
Whatever. Yeah.
See, no, I agree.
Pixar.
I'm sorry. I don't agree.
Pixar either.
You watch as many kid movies as you want. Right. Because what's the alternative? Some of this other garbage that's out there?
Thank you, Ben.
No. Watch TV.
Right.
Tonight, Tommy. You haven't seen Stranger Things.
No.
You don't watch Thrones.
Uh-uh.
You don't watch The Americans.
Nope.
No.
What are you doing watching Trolls?
No.
I don't know.
You watch Trolls.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I didn't finish it, though.
No.
What?
God.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I need to hear your point.
Well, okay, it's
really not even like a big deal.
Oh, it sounds big to me.
It was on Friday, and I get a text from a random number. I'm like, oh, what's this? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
And Friday, it's like, okay. And then it's just like, I look down. And
you didn't respond, right?
No, and it's a picture. I'm like, okay.
Was it a gal?
Here we go. It's a picture of dumbbells with Minnesota M's on it. I'm like, oh, my, what's this? And I read, I go, wish I could still do these great facilities or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
oh my God, Ben Lieber just texted me. I show Eddie. And you guys don't understand because I looked up to Ben when I was playing football as a fifth grader. He was a Viking, so like that was huge. And now he's texting me, and I showed that to Eddie. I'm like, holy hell.
So he was texting you pictures of dumbbells, and you got super
excited.
Because
he was at the U, and that was the weights I used to lift. And I don't know. It was just really cool, oh, man.
Full circle, right?
Full circle thing, and it kind of hit me. And I felt super cool, and Eddie was really
cool. I felt the same way, because, Tommy, I don't know if you know this about me, but one of the reasons why I worked here is when I was late high school, early college, I fell in love with P.A. and Dubé. I looked up to that show. I wanted to be a part of that show. Then little did I know, years down the road, I would have to tell P.A., stop tickling me or I'm suing.
You know, Tommy, I can start tickling you if you want.
I'd love it.
You're one of us now.
I know.
You're one of us.
It was just a really cool moment. And thank you.
That's very cool.
That was awesome.
Good for you.
That
is
really
cool.
Actually is a great story.
Yeah. Did you like the facilities, though, and everything? How's the new place look? Did you get a chance to see it?
You know what? We did not take the time to tour because we are on a tight time crunch with the game being at 11 a.m. the next day. So we kind of just did our meetings, the workout, and then we bolted.
Interesting.
So we didn't do the whole tour of the new facilities, but I kind of like how... So the weight room's going to be all part of the new thing, right?
Everything's new.
Everything's new.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like how rustic the weight room is.
Don't you?
Yeah.
It's got some heart in there.
No, it does. It has some heart and soul and character. Mm-hmm. When I was down in Oklahoma, they have everything new, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like...
Stale?
Yeah, it's kind of stale.
You
like everything.
Smell.
Everything is everything's perfect.
Right.
And we were even talking to their coach, their strength coach. He's like, yeah, we've got another workout facility that's across the way that's like a real gym. He's like, that's where we do all of our spring and summer workouts because I don't want our guys getting softened up by being around the new facility. So and I agree. I think with football, you have to have sort of this it's got to be dusty in there. There's got to be white chalk everywhere.
Right.
There's got to be music. It's got to be hardcore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you go in the basement where the wrestling team is?
No.
That's something else. It's like a swamp.
That's where they sell drugs, right?
Jesus, Corey.
Whoa!
What the hell?
You're going to get a bunch of
emails.
No, but it's sick down there. And they have
Adderall is lit!
Corey,
look how much I can lift!
Jeez, they can just light it up down there.
Some of them are still lifting.
Adderall makes you lift weights more?
I don't know.
Hey,
Ben, let's start Fan 5 in the old 7 o'clock hour with this, because you, of course, were doing the Nebraska Gopher game. But the big story this week for the Vikings, and you do TV work all the time now, is this Greg Olsen kerfuffle, right?
Greg Olsen
is saying the Vikings are crazy. I'm not going to get a lot of access. Fox is saying we're not reassigning Greg Olsen. He's a current player on IR, and he is a future opponent of the Minnesota Vikings. In 4 weeks, these two teams square off, and he is doing the Rams-Vikings game on Sunday. The Vikings asked for him to be removed and reassigned. Fox and Greg Olsen and everybody said, no thanks, we're staying put. Your general thoughts on current, number one, let's just start with current players that are on IR doing TV work during the season. Let's start with that. Then number two, should that current player be allowed to cover a team that is on their team's future schedule?
So let's go back. Carolina's on a bye.
No, he's injured.
He's injured.
No.
They are though.
They just play.
No, I'm saying
this week they are
on Monday night.
They played Monday night.
Okay, I was gonna say because that's number one. I can't believe he would be away from his team if his team is playing on Sunday, but they're playing on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's first thing. If you're an IR, it doesn't matter.
Wait, they played on Monday night or they're playing on Monday night?
They just played Monday night, and I'm 90% sure they're on their bye week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually a pretty late bye.
I'm looking up right now, babe.
Google. I'll look it up right now, too.
So that's the first thing. If you're an IR, it doesn't give you a free pass to go.
They don't play until the 26th.
Of December?
Of May.
They beat the Dolphins 45-21. They have the Jets in a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right.
As long
as we cleared that up, because I'm like, you can't miss, even though you're not participating, you can't miss a game to go call another game. So okay, there's number one. Number two, I do agree. Number two, I'm fine if he wants to do that. If you're an active player on IR and your own team allows you to do some other stuff, by all means, go do other stuff. I mean, there are guys that do, you know, other job-related stuff, whether it be an internship or they go shadow somebody. Like, they can go do that stuff when you're on IR, as long as your team is okay with it. If he got clearance from the Panthers, no big deal. My issue with him doing the Vikings broadcast is I understand that Fox is going to really restrict his involvement with meetings and access and all that stuff. That's easy to do. That's easy for the Vikings to do. The Vikings can just say, like, no. Like, you're not coming in here for Friday practice. You're not coming in here for meetings. That's easy to do. My issue then becomes he's with Charles Davis and Kevin Burkhardt, I believe. I mean, Charles Davis is a pro, right? But you always wonder when they walk in, they get together for their Saturday night production meeting, when all the director and producer and everybody is there and they have all the information, they'll be talking freely. So they're going to be bringing up stuff that they've learned from the meetings from both teams. That's what we do in production meetings. So you can't guard against that. So as much as I'd like to say that the other guys, the other broadcasters are professionals and they're not going to give him relevant information, that stuff is just going to be available in just natural conversation. And I don't know how much they view him as, well, he's a fellow broadcaster, we're going to help him out before we have any allegiance to any team. I would like to think that they won't give him any information, but it's really hard to guard against. So everything else you can control, that information of which they learn at the meetings, what they do with it, what they tell Greg, I don't know. So I'm with the Vikings on this one. And the thing is, they have ultimate control too. They could get into meetings and just not say anything. They could tell all their players, which is unfortunate for the Fox broadcast and for such a big game, that any player that they ask to interview and any coaches that they ask to interview, they could say, yeah, we'll go and sit down with you, but we're not going to tell you anything. So the Vikings have control of this situation. They don't have to tell Burkhardt, they don't have to tell Charles Davis anything.
They probably won't, nor should they.
And from that standpoint, I think it's fine. I think it's all good. If he wants to watch as much film, the film's public. You can watch as much film as you want. If you want to take any opinions from watching film, then go ahead and use it in the broadcast. But the Vikings act like they don't have control of the situation. They have control of the situation. They don't have to cooperate with any of the broadcasters. And I think that's what they should do.
Should Greg Olson pull himself out?
Oh, that's illegal.
Button bar.
In public?
I meant like off the broadcast.
No, we knew what you meant.
You guys are sick.
It's funnier the other way.
It's childish.
No, I don't think he has to do it. He doesn't have to cower to anybody. If he wants to do it and if Fox is going to allow him to do it,
I just wanted to say,
then that's fine. Again, the Vikings have control of the situation. They should realize they have control of the situation. They control information, and that's all that that's the biggest issue. So if they can control the information, there's nowhere in the law on the CBA or anything that says you have to cooperate with broadcasters. If they put in a respectful request to Fox and Fox denies it, well, then the next step is like, fine, we're just not going to say anything. Guess what? Any interviews you guys want to do, we're not going to do them.
Here's one other really, really fun thing the Vikings could do. there was a general manager for the Minnesota Timberwolves named David Kahn. Remember him?
Yeah.
The Meerkat?
Mm-hmm.
Once told PA and I specifically how the GM world truly works and how often GMs float 100% fake stories to reporters just to see fans react so they can get a sense of what the market would do if that trade actually goes down. So they'll give it to somebody, that person nationally, you know, prints it out, then the fan bases go crazy and you're like, ooh, the fan base would love this trade or the fan base would not love this trade. It's fishing for information. It's fishing for public reaction. The Vikings not only could go, sure, we'll have Case Keenum sit down with you and then say nothing. Mike Zimmer, sit down, say nothing. Or you could do the opposite. You could feed Greg Olson or his cohorts on Sunday just pure garbage.
You could.
And see if you can get him to say it. Like, what if he hasn't seen Little Giants
and you tell him one of your main formations is called the annexation of Puerto Rico. And then on a national broadcast, Greg Olson's like, oh, I love this play. They run the annexation of Puerto Rico in the red zone, and this is their go-to set. And you'd be like, oh, my God, he's falling for it.
They all have a good line.
It would be genius.
It would be the best.
It would be the best.
To see how many things you could get him to say.
That I think would be the better alternative.
Just mess with him.
Right.
Can I ask Ben a question?
Of course you can, Tommy.
No.
Besides, like, what is Greg really going to get from interviews? That's all I want to know, because film doesn't lie. We all know that. Film's probably the biggest thing you have to watch, and then he'll go back, oh, they use the jet a lot on this type of play.
No,
coaches are like, thanks.
You'd be surprised. Some coaches will be pretty candid about players and their opinions of players.
Okay, I have no idea.
So you could ask, you know, when we ask coaches about certain players, I mean, a lot of it's coach speak, but some of it's like, you know, when they talk about a quarterback, let's say the whole Case Keenum thing, you know, Mike Zimmer could, if he wanted to, be very honest about his assessment about him as a player and a person. And a lot of times it's not really used for the broadcast. It's used just in casual conversation. Like, yeah, guys, you know, I don't like him that much. He does this and this that bugs me, you know, and they'll say like, don't use that for the broadcast,
but it's context,
but it's his context, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the sort of thing that you will learn. Maybe, as the public, you won't know what he learned because he's never been authorized to say it.
Yeah.
But yes, like Corey said, in context of a lot of conversations, you will learn certain things that you have not heard before.
May I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
You just had one of those kind of conversations with the head coach of the Golden Gopher football squad. Did you learn anything like that from him?
I did.
Anything you're willing
to
talk about?
Stuff that I probably won't say.
Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, but I was very appreciative of his candor.
Wow, okay, good. I wondered about that.
And go ahead.
Can I ask you something that that is not going to put you in a bad spot if you answer it? In those answers, in that moment, in those one-on-one conversations where you're not going to tell us what he said, which is fine, is he the same guy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I always wonder, man, because I wonder if he's being real or if he's putting on a show.
He is who he looks to be. You know, I think that perception is just him.
Okay.
So he was very real, even in a casual situation.
Okay. Can I ask Sauce a question quickly here before we go to break?
Yeah. Oh my
God. If you were Greg Olson, would you pull out?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Can I make a comment regarding that? It's better when somebody pulls it.
Okay. We're going to see Power Trip Morning Show will return after this right here on The Fan.
Everybody, 7:23. Ben Lieber's here. T.O. Tommy Olson is here. T.O., last segment, or you got a little more time today?
Last segment, going down to Albert Lee after this.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, heading down 35.
Well, you be careful.
Oh, good for you,
Tommy.
Yeah. Got a nice little quick trip down there I like to stop at. Yeah. I'm a really big gas station guy now. Oh, God, I love gas stations.
Oh, I know where you're stopping. I know where you're stopping on 35.
What?
That's one of two. There's two options.
He's only going to Albert Lee, though.
Close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, you pass it.
Have you been to the come and go before?
Is there a come and go on the way?
Jesus.
Oh, no. Maybe I'm thinking of the pump and munch.
Which one are you thinking about, Ben Lieber?
The Lion's Den?
That's a gas station?
No.
The what?
No.
Is it like the Pirate's Cove?
Don't act like
you don't. Is it the adult superstore?
It's the adult superstore right off the interstate.
What's the address?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, don't act like you.
I go, what's that?
It's impossible not to see the sign. Come on.
Right.
I think that was at Owatonna or Faribault or one of those places. Yeah.
It's the Owl City. Hey, I got three real quick music news stories that I'd like all of you to react to. And tell me if any of you care about any of this. The Stone Temple Pilots have released their new lead singer. They announced it. Jeff Gutt.
What?
Huh?
It's an actual guy. He was apparently a former X Factor contestant. Mm-hmm. Jeff Gutt.
That's right. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
And this is not a joke. Sound like I was going to play like...
Yeah, you're
no, it's a, they have a new single called Meadow.
sounds like you two.
Yeah. Wait till it gets to the chorus. Hang on.
So far, this is awful.
Thanks,
Brad. Yeah, it sounds like Weiland.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I think Weiland it sounds light. Just like it.
Yeah.
Without that's Scott true. Weiland, though, that's
it
the problem.
Just
well,
like
he,
it
I'm
sounds,
sorry, but he passed away. Right, they can't help that.
But the problem, this is the problem when a band tries to continue with the same name when a singer doesn't exist anymore. That sounds like a Stone Temple Pilots cover band. Right? I'll never be able to get over it. You guys can absolutely do that and love him all you want.
Thank you.
I can't hear Jeff Gutt for the first time and have him do a Scott Weiland impression and not think that it's just a Stone Temple Pilots cover band. That sounded like bad STP cover band. Ugh. Anyway, good luck to Jeff Gutt.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully he's listening.
You know what? To fill in for Scott Weiland to actually take his spot takes a lot of guts.
Yeah. Just takes one.
Oh, apparently
Jeff
does.
Gutt.
Oh, you're right.
I don't think that's horrible.
The Warped Tour is ending after 24 years.
No.
Yes. I went to Warped Tour a couple
times.
I did
too, yeah.
Anybody else go to Warped Tour back in the day?
No.
Yeah,
but it's one of the best live DVDs ever. They did a documentary on the Warped Tour.
Oh, really?
It's exactly everything you think is going on at Warped Tour is going on. I love that, man. It's just kids being kids and having fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah.
Last but not least, Pharrell recorded a new song, but here's the problem. Or the little catch. He's not releasing it yet. In fact, he's not releasing it for 100 years.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, you know what? I have problems with this.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't have problems with many things. I'm going to play you his audio, okay? This is the whole bit right here. You ready?
Mm-hmm. In 2017, I, Pharrell Williams, created a song that will publicly be released in 100 years, but only if we care about the planet. It's an artistic project that will disappear forever if global warming continues.
The only copy of this song has been engraved on a unique clay vinyl made of soil taken directly from the Louis XIII vineyard in Cognac. The recording is locked in a specially crafted, water-vulnerable safe for the next 100 years. If we continue on this destructive path, disregarding nature's calls, the clay vinyl will disintegrate with the rising tides. And we'll lose this track forever.
No, no, not that.
It's a call to action for people to care about.
You can't help it, right?
Right.
It's so arrogant.
Polar bears. What about the Pharrell song?
We
have to save the planet
now. It's
so
arrogant.
That is the most, and I'm sure he maybe is a great guy.
He is.
And maybe he doesn't mean it.
He's a genius.
Damn pretentious.
It's so arrogant.
That's the most pretentious thing I've ever heard.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's so arrogant.
Right. And again.
Ever.
It's all about me.
And
you're not going to want to do without this in 100 years.
Yeah.
And look, the planet is going to survive long past 100 years. It's about whether humans can last a handful of hundred years. So, we're talking about species being wiped off the face of the earth because of climate change, global warming. No. Great movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're a teenager.
There's
like,
some nudes.
Oh, my God, nude aliens? This is the best.
Finish your point.
Now I get distracted. What was the rest of the point? Oh, yeah. So, but we're worried about a Pharrell song lasting 100 years.
I know.
And, by the way, the fact that he did it with, like, Louis XIII, which means he got paid by them to do it, right?
Of course.
Right. So this is all about the money and the garbage message. You know this song sucks hard. Yeah. And none of us will survive to hear it. One of us.
Hockey actually has a snippet of it.
Of what?
Of that song. Remember you were telling me this morning?
I'm not allowed to play it for 100
years. Well, you can play just that, like, 10 seconds of it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. When we talked about it this morning, you were like, I don't know if I should play this. And because I'm your spiritual leader, I said, go ahead and do it.
All right. I'm going to play it then. And you know what?
If just 10 seconds.
Call your dad and let him know I'm going to play, because if we get sued.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm
stalling. It's tough to find. It's tough to find.
To get to a bit that's not going to make anybody laugh.
It'll make me laugh, and that's all I care about.
Can't find it. Here it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Corey, your phone's ringing.
Yep, definitely wasn't worth the wait.
It's kind of funny.
Not really.
Listen to me.
Oh, okay.
Here,
it's a 30-second lead-up.
Yeah, he should have, they should have taken, like, here's an idea. Take the master session of the Beatles' White Album, the actual master, and put it in the damn thing and say, if we don't stop climate change, we're going to lose this piece of art forever. Right. Because Pharrell may be a genius. He may be the best guy ever. But to say to the world, in 100 years, people are still going to care about me, is the most egotistical thing I've ever heard.
Right.
And I've heard, I work with giant egos.
And let's take it back to what you just said. Even the idea that the Beatles' White Album is more important than all of the species that are going to be affected by climate change is also extremely pretentious. But at least that's the Beatles.
Right.
This is a random song. By the way, only 100 people have heard. He played it for 100 guests during a private listening party in Shanghai. And obviously they were not allowed to record it or anything like that.
Oh,
they just got to listen to it.
No, not that.
See,
not
I
that.
Can't help it. I'm being a D-word to him.
But you're right.
But I can't help it.
You're right, Hockey.
Right.
This is exactly like you said. I'm so important.
I don't mean to be mean to him,
you're
but I can't
care
help it.
About
it's cheesy as hell. Yeah, and even the way that that little promo piece was put together, even the way that they're talking sounds unbelievably pretentious.
Yeah.
That
it's humility in that. It's like, hey, look, you know, I made this song. My fans want to hear it, but here's what I'm going to do. It wasn't that. It was, I'm doing this. Look at me.
Send
listen
me away.
To me.
What if that's you open it up and it's just send me
a rusted root. A rusted root cover 100 years from now?
Or it's a scat man.
What are you going to say, Tommy?
So the Remy Louis 13, the cognac he's talking about?
No.
Oh my
is
God!
That what he's talking about?
Yeah, he talked about it.
Yeah,
isn't that like the $2,000-$3,000?
Yeah, it's super expensive.
So, one.
He got paid.
Yeah,
when that couple bid a bunch of money for the of course he got paid by that. But when that couple bid a bunch of money to go to dinner with Rosie and my dad, they bought a round of those shots and they had no idea. So my dad and Rosie are like, whoop.
Yeah. So great. I've always wanted to try it.
I'm just saying.
I bought. No, I know.
I'm just
for my
adding
dad,
to the
for my
story.
Dad's birthday.
Fine, penis.
Great story.
I bought him five of these cigars, or ten, so five Madero and five just normally wrapped cigars, dipped in that.
Yeah, it's
and we had
the Gherkins, right?
Yeah, great. The Gherkin. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm talking to a cigar aficionado. You know exactly
because
what I'm
Louis
about.
The 13th cognac probably paid Pharrell to do
of
this.
Course.
What if 100 years from now somebody finally says, hey, we saved the planet, the polar bears are fine, everybody's good, now let's crack this thing open, and the song's just like, I like cognac, it's really good. It's just like the worst piece of garbage you've ever heard. It's like, thanks for buying Louis 13th for the last 100 years. That's a song, you a-hole.
Or if it's just the world's greatest fart.
I can look into the future and tell you guys, here's what's going to happen. They're going to save the world. Just barely. By the skin of their teeth. And they're going to send people out to find this song. But they're going to lose the map. And the two gentlemen that they send out to find it are going to report back.
We ain't found s***.
Yeah.
So we're never going to get to hear this.
And you know what?
Mozart.
For anybody that actually cares enough to go dig this thing up and listen to it, should all be punched in the face.
Yeah, just donkey
seriously.
Punched.
If in 100 years this news continues on, and this lore of this clay tablet or whatever is in existence, if you care enough about an artist you never even grew up or knew, you need to be punched in the face.
Like, can you imagine? Let's just take this. Let's just keep thinking how preposterous this is. This is today, and he's asking for 100 years, right? Pharrell is. Possibly, he's been relevant for about 15 years, right, back to NERD. So 15 years in, he's still relevant. That doesn't guarantee 15 years from now he is. What if we are 30 years into a 100-year wait for the latest Richard Marx song?
Oh, God, you should play some
Richard Marx. What if 30 years ago Richard Marx was like, wait until 100 years and you're going to hear my new banger. And 30 years ago, we're like, oh my God, Richard Marx is locking a song away to save the planet? We already don't care about Dick Marx's new song.
Or Deep Blue Something.
Right.
Great song.
Yeah, you should play it.
You're not guaranteed relevance 2 years from now.
Now, if you want hockey to save the world, tell him that the last version of I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues is buried.
Yeah.
And he'll save the world on his own.
Yeah, there's not.
What is Richard Marx saying?
Exactly.
Or this, somebody points this out on Twitter. This is brilliant. What if they open it up and everybody just gets Rickrolled?
That'd be funny.
That's a good bit.
Hey, if it saves the planet, then let's go for
and
it.
And here's the, you know, another thing, and I just did this. Whatever happens to the planet, whatever happens to the world, music is going to move on a bit, right? Because 1917, and I've got to get by the commercial here. I'm going to play you, for real, this is the most, I just looked this up, the most popular song of 1917. Original Dixieland Jazz Band recording from February 26th of 1917. Should be playing right now, and I don't know why it's not.
Don't mess with my head.
This is a recording from 1917.
Can't wait for this.
Yeah. What was this?
This is a jam.
Plus, we're assuming that whatever Pharrell recorded this on is going to be something that's playable in 100 years.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining Hansel and Zoolander banging on a computer like, how do you get this thing to play? It's in a bottle of cognac. It's in a clay tablet. The dumbest bit ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Other than that, Pharrell has some bangers.
He's got some bangers in 100 years. Who cares?
Somebody should have in his camp said, you sound like a D-bag.
Right. I have an even better idea for saving the planet than this promotional idea. Why don't we just go shoot elephants and hang them on our wall?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, the news from yesterday. Yeah, it's a Trump thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
don't Google it. It'll piss you off.
Yeah, it will.
Just another stupid ass.
Maybe you guys should come up with a power trip time capsule.
Yeah, but it would just be stuff like Go West. And
That's
25 years old already.
And we still love it.
But
it could be a bit.
That'll hold up for 75 years.
You each get a couple items to put in there that you think people will care about in 100 years.
How long do I think Raising Cane's chicken fingers can hold up? I don't think they can last 100 years.
I bet you if you vacuum seal it, it'll be fine.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
maybe
a good point,
I'll put Hulu in there.
Because I got to believe there's... I got to believe there's going to be a 16-year-old young man who's like, I wonder what porn was like 100 years ago. So
exactly.
I got to throw something in there for him.
Do you think a sleep number bed would fit in there?
We're going to go Wayne's World on the bit now?
Oh, yeah. TruStone Financial brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks, TruStone Financial. See you, Tommy.
Bye, guys. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Bye, Tommy.
Vikings News is next.
Give me a real quick vibe there, Howie.
Join KFAN and the Minnesota Vikings at Mills Fleet Farm in Lakeville as we broadcast live all day December 12th, collecting Toys for Tots presented by CenturyLink. Details at KFAN.com, keyword toys.
Toys for Tots
toys
time
for
again,
tots,
man. It always sneaks up on
Can
us.
Can you believe
always
it?
Always
fun. So T.O. left. He didn't say goodbye.
Tommy's out of here.
Bye, Tommy. Love you. But Ben's still here, and Mr. Rosen will be here momentarily.
No,
Mr.
bad news.
Rosen. Oh, no, what happened to him?
He's no longer with us.
Oh, well, too bad.
Gonorrhea can be fatal.
It can.
Jeez. Vikings news.
If you have it on your heart.
On his Radko heart.
Thank you, Radko. I don't know how he got it in there. I really don't.
Right. No, he got it on his,
mm-hmm.
His bird.
Actually, a lot of Vikings news. Three things that are noteworthy, if you ask me. Number one, of course, even though it's obvious, Case Keenum named starter for the Rams game. That shocks no one, but for whatever reason,
so ridiculous.
They are still trying to hold, a little bit of mystery over the Rams. Anyway, Case Keenum is going to face his former squad. Number two, though, Everson Griffin says his foot is feeling great, and he will absolutely, according to him, play against the Rams. Although, we got burned last week, right? Because Everson said pregame, I'm playing. And then he was deactivated. So sometimes you can't take Everson Griffin's word for it. But in this case, Everson and Zimmer are saying, Ev is going to be ready to play against the Rams. That's gigantic because the Rams are very good. We're going to need Everson.
And don't you think, Ben, Everson's the kind of guy who, if it was left up to him, he would have played even though hurt, right?
The way I understood it was he was very close to returning last week, and that's why I think there was some confusion on whether or not he was healthy enough to play. It was I was led on to believe that if it was a playoff game, he would have played.
Okay.
But the injury is such that if you don't take care of it, it could be a lingering thing throughout the season. So they thought it was the best to shut him down one more week and then have no more hiccups and not even worry about the rest of the season, which I think is the smart – I mean, that is the smart thing to do. I mean, with a talent like that, especially when dealing with the a foot, that, you know, if he doesn't have that explosion off his foot and he'll be able to turn that corner – and he's just sort of, let's just say he's 85% the rest of the year. No, not as effective.
Andrew Whitworth is their left tackle. Is he good?
He's very good. He's very good. He's athletic. He's just a big guy that knows how to use his arms pretty well and his hands.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the thing is like he's not like Superman. You know, I mean, for a guy like Everson, I mean, there's going to be some setup. There's going to be a nice little chess match between the two. I think Everson's going to get him a couple times, but it'll be a nice battle. It'll be a really good battle. I mean, these are two of one of the best guys at their respective positions in the league. So it'll be fun to watch.
Everson Griffin on Vikings Country tonight at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Oh, nice.
A little Muss and Everson. And also the other big thing from practice, Mike Remmers returned to practice for the first time since he suffered a concussion on October 29th in London against the Browns. So Remmers back. How do you think Rashad Hill did last week?
I think they all did pretty well. Man, I mean, there was never any
no sacks.
Yeah, I didn't
like what, there's fifth game or something like that. They haven't given up a sack.
Yeah,
I think it's five.
Did you guys know that John Sullivan was the starting center for the Rams?
Sure,
I had no idea.
I did not.
I didn't know that at all. Good for you, John. I like that guy.
He's
I didn't
great.
Know.
Still doing it.
Well, he was having some terrible back issues, right?
Yeah, he had some. He had an initial back injury, and then he got that fixed surgically, and then. Depending on who you talk to, was rushed back in the weight room a little too much. Was actually hurt himself again doing squats in the rehab process, and he had to have another back surgery.
So. I have a soundbite of John Sullivan talking about exactly that process. Here's Rams center John Sullivan.
Doctor said I need a backyotomy.
Okay. And Rosie laughed at it.
Well, his voice has gotten higher.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sure. Speaking of centers. I don't watch the All 22.
No.
Because I have other hobbies.
You do?
Sure.
Yep.
Playing very poor poker. And I don't really watch offensive line per se during the game unless something drastically sticks out, unless somebody's just mauling somebody, right? And it's you can't miss it, or the TV broadcast is, look at so and so get out in the flats and just crush somebody. But I've seen in the last couple of days on Twitter, Pat Elflein highlights from last week. Have you seen him just throwing dudes to the ground?
No.
You got to go find, I don't even remember who tweeted it. He's legitimately taking adult human beings and just ragdolling.
I just found it. It's Oksana Bayul.
It is?
Yes, she retweeted it.
Because that sucks because it's a chick.
Yeah. No, he's not throwing Oksana Bayul.
She tweeted it.
Okay, so Oksana Bayul,
she's a huge Ohio State fan.
Big fans of interior line play.
Yeah.
And Oksana Bayul is just geeking out over Elflein ragdolling these dudes. You got to see it, though, honestly. Hard. He is trucking people. And last night. Trucking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
Last night, PA had Zimmer on whatever it's called, Vikings Tonight. Who knows what it's called? Vikings, we have a Viking show every 5 seconds on the station.
Vikings Tickle right, Session?
How to tickle someone.
Yeah. He's a great host for that.
Right.
Is Wobby on that?
Unfortunately for Wobby, no. One solid tear right on his cheek.
You just can't see him. He's below the desk.
Got it. Zimmer is not a guy that easily praises the hell out of somebody. Basically, I'm going to paraphrase. He says Elflein's killing everybody.
Yeah.
He must
Elflein
be.
Is mauling.
Yeah, people. And he said, we had PA on, I think, right around one of the first couple preseason games. And he said, to his credit, he will be the best center in the NFC.
Wow.
Well, you could see that from him just watching his college tape. I mean, he has that. He sort of plays angry, and he's athletic. And then you talk about, and Zim even talked about him with the wrestling background. Like, you can see how he plays with leverage and how he can just dominate people. watching.
Check out this clip I just showed.
Oh,
Ben.
Nice.
Look at that.
Wait, let me see.
I don't know who that dude is from Washington, but
it's a linebacker.
That's Amari Stoudemire. Him to the ground.
It's not Compton.
What's Ixana Bayul's Twitter handle?
Yeah, Sauce, watch this video of Elfline last week.
Wodka at Wodka.
Isn't that awesome?
That is Ixana.
Wow. Her Twitter handle is J Reed Draft Scout?
Yeah.
Had no clue.
Isn't that sweet though?
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
And apparently he's been doing this all year, but this specific example is like a WWE just suplex
he's
move.
He's so strong.
Just throws this guy to the ground.
Oh, look what else Ixana Bayul tweeted.
I ruined it. I think I could probably from just last week's game put together a highlight reel Linville just killing people, too.
He's so good.
Yeah, you could do that every single game.
But last week in particular, remember the wide receiver's on the concussion protocol this week.
Oh, right, because he ran down the field and the guy was trying to break a tackle.
Yeah.
And Linville just hammered
him. Yeah, he just stood there.
Yeah.
Right. And the guy's like, bleh!
Oh, he threw up?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude hit his head on the ground pretty hard. And then he just laid there. And slowly got up. And Linval, it was like a fly hit him.
Yeah, right.
He barely moved.
And I've done an event with Linval Joseph.
Oh, no one cares.
Like,
was it the best friend's wedding?
He's huge.
Best friend's wedding. In the movie?
Yes.
I've never seen it. Is that good?
Yeah.
Of course he liked it.
It's great.
He likes Orville.
Of course he likes Orville. Because it's on.
Please complete your sentence. It's a great show.
He's not like...
No, that's the thing. Like, if people have been around... like,
he's not like
Pat Williams or Jerry Ball back in the day.
Yeah, like Pat Williams was a little bit more what you'd think is a typical nose tackle build, right?
Guy.
He's just a big dude. Linval's like... He's got a big upper body and sort of trim.
Unreal.
And he is a gigantic human being.
Jeez.
He's unreal.
How about Pat Williams losing all that weight, though?
I know. Wow.
He looked like he dropped 100 pounds.
At least.
Much
thinner. We got to break, guys.
Bye, babe.
Crazy. Samaritan Tire brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. What else do we have in the 8 o'clock hour?
Mark Stinkin' Rosen will be here. Thank you, Lexus of Boisetta and Lexus of Maplewood. That's your Lexus lineup. Yeah, it was a half-ass attempt at it, though, to be honest with you. We'll do other things as well. Yeah, you know, doing the weather, not my strong suit. Tomorrow, it's going to be rainy in 44, but then the sun comes on Saturday in 32. Power Trip Morning Show, everybody. Good morning. Love.
Girl. Na-na. Tell me all this.
What's happening?
Well, when I went to break, I played Truckin' by Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same page as Truly by Lionel Richie. And I was talking to Rosie, so I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. And when we came back from break, there was dead air, and I just hit play. And it happened to be Truly by Lionel Richie, and it's one of the greatest things I've ever done. Just played this
song. All worked out.
It did. I love this song.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, Ben, Mark.
Yeah, we were just chit-chatting.
Oh, you guys know each other. That's great.
Well, we were just catching up. I told what an outstanding job he did on the Gopher football game last week.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting pretty good at this stuff.
Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's got full access to the team. He gets to watch film. He gets to interview the coaches and the players. He gets all this insight that Greg Olsen is.
He's the Greg Olsen of the Minnesota
Gophers?
He's
the Greg Olsen. Exactly.
Okay, now I get it.
Hey, can you say on air what you said off air, though, about the K-State bit? Is it like a company secret?
No, it's not a company secret.
Because this is what Ben's about to say is what the Vikings are nervous about. Although the way it was handled in Ben's case is basically what Ben's arguing the Vikings should do as well. Tell Mark and the listeners what has happened to you in the past.
Yep. So this is an actual personal story regarding basically the same thing. So last year I called the Kansas State at TCU game.
Mm-hmm.
So Gary Patterson, the head coach at TCU, knows he's a K-State guy as well. So he and I, when I've done other TCU games, our mutual connection is we talk K-State stuff. But because I was doing the K-State TCU game, he was very nervous about me being there. So I got a call from the SID about 2 hours before our coaches meeting.
What's an SID, buddy?
Sports Information Director.
Thank you.
So they're our liaison to everything with that team for that week.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Cohen is a great guy. He's very passionate about TCU.
Walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis, got shot in the head. Once, but still a good guy.
Will you play it?
He's in sports now?
Yeah.
Every name.
You should play. Got shot in the head. Now he changed careers.
Wait, what happened to him?
Don't
got
say
shot
it.
Shot in the head. Survived it. Unbelievable. So anyway, Mark Cohen, walking in Memphis, and he calls you.
So he calls me and just basically says, hey, the coaches are nervous about you doing the K-State game, and I want to tell you right now that they're not going to say anything in our meeting. So I get to the meeting, and Patterson comes in. He talks for an hour, which is great. It was nothing about the game plan. It was all about recruiting and stories, and I've got this guy coming in.
So it's a filibuster. Guy. He's literally wasting your time.
He was wasting our time.
Sure.
Right? Offensive coordinator we're supposed to meet with, he quote-unquote accidentally overschedules his day and misses our meeting.
Yeah.
And then since Patterson's a D coordinator as well, that was our D coordinator talk. So for over an hour, we basically just wasted our time. We got nothing that we could use in the game.
So unless
we want to talk about the great job that TCU is doing recruiting.
So your whole broadcast team gets nothing because you're toxic.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Well, that's the point of this weekend, because it hurts Kevin Burkhardt. If the Vikings are going to stonewall them in that meeting because Greg Olsen is sitting in there, it doesn't help make a better broadcast.
I don't even think that Olsen's allowed in there. That's what that's where I'm... You can... The Vikings can control everything.
So they could
say, all right, you can't have, Greg, you cannot have access to practice. You cannot have access to production meetings. We'll just do a regular meal with the production.
But, oh, my God. What is happening?
It's Mark Cohen.
Did he play any songs for you guys?
What a banger.
Let's just forget about our conversation. So listen to this.
So what if Greg Olsen, much like Ben Lieber had to dodge Mark Cohen, what if Greg Olsen calls somebody from the Vikings like, I don't know, Peter Gabriel, and says, hey, Peter, I'm not going to, like, you know, just let go of his company's secrets.
Sure.
This is between you and me. And Peter Gabriel says to Greg Olsen, well, Greg, but in your eyes, I'm trying so hard to get to play this goddamn song. There we go.
Oh, well.
One of the best songs ever written. When did he start working for the Vikings?
Right after Bob Hagen fell off the wagon and started drinking pop again.
Then he said, two more questions.
It's a callback.
Okay.
What if, Ben?
What?
What if?
Salisbury Hill.
No. This is real.
Already derailed.
This is real. I have a football question for you. What if Greg Olsen calls the Vikings and says, can I please speak to Two Live Crew? and they say, please hold. And then Two Live Crew answers the phone. And they say,
great
can't
question.
Talk because me so hard. Get some.
Oh, boy.
So I think that pretty much
covers
Greg Olsen entire,
we settled that controversy.
Yeah, no, we've just figured out.
Yep, we solved that problem.
We're all in media, right? And you've dealt with the team I'm looking at.
Yes.
At Mark. That if the Vikings really wanted to control what you put out.
Yeah, we're not in the media.
Sauce can't spell me.
They can do that.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't
be the most professional thing, but this is a different circumstance.
They have
respectfully asked Fox to say, please assign him to a different game because this is a competition.
Well, this is to me the arrogance of Fox. This is to me, it's not about the Vikings. It's not about Greg Olsen. It's about Fox allowing this to happen in this context. The optics just look terrible.
Agreed.
Because it's not about what he may or may not get out of it, how the broadcast might be affected. It's like, well, we're just going to do this because, well, they could have assigned him to any other game, you know, Tennessee versus whomever. If he's looking for a tryout to be a broadcaster, when as you have and have done, you got plenty of time to do that. But this is a team the Vikings are playing in a couple weeks, and probably nothing's going to come of it. But again, it's an arrogance of saying, this is what we're doing.
Well, then why don't we send Sam Bradford to do the Panthers-Jets game on the 26th?
Well, there you go.
Media, you have a job to do.
Right. Thank you, PJ.
This is not about you.
Relax.
I just don't know why and you probably said this four times, but I was thinking of funny things to say.
Of course.
They just put him on a different game.
Well, exactly.
So just here's, put him on a game that doesn't matter.
So here's where I'll actually, surprise, surprise, defend Fox here.
Oh, boy.
This could have been CBS. This is not...
No, I'm just saying, knowing more about their broadcast teams, there's no better crew to put him on to feel the most comfortable. Charles Davis is one of the nicest men I've ever met. And Kevin Burkhardt is one of the best young professionals in the whole game. So if you want to make a person feel comfortable in the booth, and actually give him some empowerment to feel like he's part of the crew.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about
there's
that.
There's not a better fit. So that's why I think from Fox's perspective, like We could assign him to a different crew, but if we want to get the best out of Greg Olsen, this is the best team to do it, and just so happens to be a Vikings.
Well, given the secrecy that the length of secrecy the teams go to prevent video, and when they shut down practice for us for media a half hour in, when they're still doing stretching exercises out there, we get to see Case Keenum and Teddy throw the ball like three times, and they got to get out of here. It's amazing that they've gone again. It's more of the management situation, not obviously what the announcing team will end up doing. That I think that decision is just poor. I'm surprised the NFL allows them to do it, to be honest with you. But again, is it a big deal? Is it going to mean that Carolina is going to have this huge advantage over the Vikings? No, probably not. But it doesn't. It's just the way. It's the optics of the whole thing that he's up there and he's
no. But you're asking the players and the coaches now to get out of their normal routine when it comes to production meetings.
Correct.
And now you're asking the Vikings to adjust for the networks.
Absolutely.
And that's where to me it doesn't make sense.
Yep.
That
right.
You're asking the people that need to perform the next day or 2 days later to break their routine.
Correct.
Oh, no, you guys have to change because we're going to do what we want to do.
Yep.
And not that I expect Greg to be in any of those meetings, but now all of a sudden the whole team is toxic. The whole production team is toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point.
Is it worth it?
Well, another fair trade would be like, all right, if you get to put Greg Olsen on this game, then we get to pick some broadcasters for a future Fox game, and we pick Dave Coulier and Cyndi Lauper.
I like that.
And then the Panthers fans have to listen to those two just spit nonsense.
Yeah. But we might hear one of the great songs of all time.
Like?
Hold on.
Shebop?
Oh.
God, yeah, the headphones.
Dave Coulier will say, what a play by so-and-so. What a touchdown pass. And Cyndi will go, that's their true colors.
Oh, my God.
And he'll say, cut it out.
Yeah, he will. Why did you stop?
Right. And I'm Cyndi Lauper.
The point is, I hope Greg Olsen just bombs on Sunday. I hope he's got a great broadcasting career in the future, but I hope he just sucks so bad and Twitter just lets him have it on Sunday.
Do you know him, Ben?
I don't know him, but did you guys watch the combine coverage on NFL Network last year?
Yeah, he was great.
Dude, he killed it. He was so good. I'm like,
damn it, then he's going to be good on Sunday.
He will be good. He will be.
He was really good.
And he'll probably have a great career doing this.
His teammates love him, and he's...
Yeah. He's such a good-looking dude. I'm just going to throw it out there. He looks like he was meant to do broadcasting.
Better looking than Blake Shelton, god dang it.
Did you see the one thing somebody tweeted about when Blake Shelton, sexiest man alive, and this woman tweeted, why did everyone else die?
That's what I'm saying,
genius.
Boy. Again,
I hate to say the same thing I said yesterday, but when you're not even Gwen Stefani's best-looking ever boyfriend.
Gavin
Rossdale's better looking.
Much better looking.
Blake didn't call People Magazine and say, make me the sexiest man alive.
His publicist probably did.
No, I doubt
what
it.
What band was that guy?
Gavin Rossdale?
Yeah.
Little Nidbits.
No.
No, that was his first band. The other one.
No. He was. Rosie, help me out. You were a big 90s alternative fan. Gavin Rossdale was a lead singer of what band again?
Bush.
Nailed it.
Thank you, Rosie, for doing that.
Yeah, you know your 90s.
That's so sweet.
Better than yesterday when you said ass.
I didn't say ass.
Yes, you did.
just now.
Fan 5 is brought to you by... This is not the Abyss. This is football season. Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. It's the holiday season, which means go to Continental Diamond and buy some jewelry for your loved ones or even homeless people. They would also like a nice watch.
May I ask you guys a legitimate, serious question?
Can't wait.
This is a real question. It's got nothing to do with anything. It's a personal thing. Do you think we could get a sweet deal on going to Maui with Barrero and those guys?
Sure. You can get a really good deal?
Yeah. Aggravate the hell out of them.
Probably.
Let's go to Kauai.
Because I really want to go to Maui. I've never been to Hawaii ever in my life.
It's really
cool. Which island? Come on, I want to lay ya.
Boy, that's really... 1970s humor.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
that's where he wants to go.
Yeah, I like 1970s, that former band you just said.
had a sideburns.
Have you been to Hawaii, Ben?
I have, yes.
For the Pro Bowl?
No. Oh, you walked right into that one. That was awesome.
Stop bullying me.
That was great.
That was like,
you're bullying me.
Dude, I just worked that joke for a minute trying to get there. I'm literally waiting. I love you.
Isn't it fun? That's literally my favorite thing to do with Parrish is try to find a way to bring up the fact that the Wild bought him out. It's so much fun to take like somebody's successes and financial dreams coming true going, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well you're a failure.
You're worth
it. Poor Mark had a tough day here.
Ben had a great career. Mark had a great career. And it's just, let's tear them down.
Yeah, right.
To make ourselves feel
but
better.
But he was, that's the greatest sports thing ever.
Oh, buyouts are the best.
Yeah, the
oh,
best. Man.
We'd like to pay you millions of dollars to just go home.
They paid
go play
him for
video
three
games.
Years.
3 years.
Yeah. Football players
nothing.
Normally don't get that.
Nothing.
No. That's the best.
Guaranteed contract.
iHeart pays me to do nothing.
Yeah, but you technically have to show up. Mark could do his favorite thing in the world, which is sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sleep in, and still that check kept coming.
Yeah,
why are you doing a shake
best?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That's his favorite thing to do.
He loves shake weights.
Yeah,
in all seriousness, everybody, much love to Guernsey and Bump. Only 7 trips left to go to Maui
Wow.
Open. So if you want one, you better get one now. March 1st through 8th. I'm not kidding you when I say I've never been.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And it would be fun to go and not have to do the radio show, if you know what I mean.
Hawaii.
Not that it's a big deal to have to do a radio show, but you get my point.
Hawaii's the coolest place I've ever been to.
I'm helping.
It's pretty sweet.
Outside of Las Vegas,
I'm
Nevada.
A team
Las Vegas,
oh, boy.
No.
Oh, weird. He's yelling at you?
Who is?
That's odd.
Chad Look. Can't yell at me. It's in my contract.
Pig vomit.
I think we covered all the sports from last night, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought I was doing a good thing.
As Bob Dylan once says, how does it feel?
When we come back, we'll ask Mark Rosen about the Wolves finally beating the San Antonio Spurs and the Gophers continuing to dominate. They kicked the hell out of something called Niagara. This is the Power Trip Morning Show with Ben Lieber, Mark Rosen, and the rest of the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Hey, Saucy.
You're listening to The Fan.
Hey, Howie.
Yeah.
I'm going to play music, and when I do, I want you to do another vibe.
Dirty Pop.
Wait, your mic's got to be on. Okay, go.
Experience Maui with a bumper-to-bumper show. Book a once-in-a-lifetime package with defined destinations that includes a 6-night stay, airfare, excursions, live broadcasts, and more. Limited trips available, so act fast. Details at KFAN.com.
You better, because there are only 7 left. You better go. I'm not kidding. I might want to do this. But I also want to go see Bruce Springsteen. In fact, there's nothing I don't want to do at this point. I should shut up. Mostly cloudy. 36 today. Here in the Twin Cities and beyond. It's 8:21. What's going on up there?
Oh, you know, we're just having a big talk.
About?
I don't know, just nonsense. Mark Rosen, the Timberwolves finally won against the San Antonio Spurs, 98-86, Towns with 26 points, 16 boards. That ends a 12-game losing streak to the San Antonio Spurs. So what if they didn't have Kawhi Leonard or Tony Parker? Who cares? The last time the Wolves beat San Antonio, April 8th, 2014.
Well, an impressive night because in spite of the fact that Butler wasn't shooting well and neither was Andrew Wiggins, so it was... Karl-Anthony Towns, your best buddy, 22nd birthday, which is really hard to imagine.
Right.
22, and I think this the first player since not Malone, who am I thinking of, who had 3,000 points and 2,000 rebounds before his 22nd birthday?
I think it was Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard, thank you, yeah. And that's the ceiling, when you start adding the numbers up and thinking about this guy 5-6 years from now, when he'll really be a mature NBA player, scary. All the more reason why he has to be the franchise guy for many years to come. But yeah,
well, he's also, if I can change subject a little bit, but stay on the town subject. He's also wise beyond his years.
Amazingly,
I wonder when you'd get to this.
I you know,
because he gets it, and yeah, I like this take for so many reasons. Karl-Anthony Towns is basically for the NBA changing their policy on weed.
Absolutely.
Now, before I continue, the gut instinct is, well, he must be a weed fiend. He must absolutely love weed.
No.
He just wants... It's the, right. He must be the meat sauce of the Timberwolves. He just wants to smoke weed all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite. He claims, and there's no reason to doubt him, he doesn't drink or smoke. He said he's never done either.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his thing. He just says he's dealt with so many people that have autism. He's got a family member that has autism.
Well, his girlfriend's nephew... I think is what he was saying, is autistic.
So he says he's seen firsthand the
his
positives.
Mom's a nurse. I mean, he understands from a medical standpoint how beneficial it can be. And I think he brings up a really good point. And the leagues aren't shying away from it now.
So he says, quote, I agree with David Stern on marijuana. Because Stern recently said, basically, that things are probably going to change as well. He says, you don't have to actually make it Mary J. or half-baked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do it like that. But you could use some chemical properties in it to make a lot of people
better.
And ladies and gentlemen, may I couldn't agree more, and I think it's wonderful. This is the first stance I've ever heard him take, and he's very well thought out and very well spoken. May I introduce to you Mr. Ben Lieber?
Excuse me.
What happened?
No, this is something you're very passionate about. I know. Oh. We've talked about this in the past.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that I think he's hit it right on the head as far as where every sports league needs to get to, needs to wrap their head around. Just the resounding research that is around not THC per se to get you high from the weed, but just the anti-inflammatory properties of marijuana. And I think there's a huge misconception behind medical marijuana and just people smoking marijuana. And that sort of difference is not told enough. It constantly gets looped in and lumped into the same conversation because it's very different. And on the medical side, you know, it's the oils that are in it. You can either vape it, take a pill, or take an injection. It's not about getting high. It's about taking care of your body and alleviating symptoms for cancer patients, for kids, for athletes when they get done. And the research is there. There are ways, I think, that you can manage it from an athlete's perspective that you can, I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think you can still do a regular marijuana test that they do now and test whether or not you're smoking the drug, the THC, or if you're just taking a medicinal amount that doesn't give you the high effect, it only gives you the anti-inflammatory effect.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but because you can separate the two chemically, I think that you can still take medical marijuana and pass a marijuana test.
Again, Towns has said he doesn't smoke, drink, and he's never even used marijuana. But he's talking about it in the context of as their careers continue on, and from the standpoint of either injuries or anything else that goes on, they're not superhuman people. And I think all sports should be adopting this policy. I think more states are.
And every state should.
Yeah, and right. that's the difference. I mean, and it's good that former Commissioner David Stern was the one who has wanted to have both medical and recreational marijuana legalized removed from the banned substances. So I think we're on the cusp of that happening, but I hope you're right.
Hey, we got a good one here, don't we?
Towns is the best.
He's 22.
He's a freak athlete. He's going to be 22. Dominant for the next 15 Hawk, years, barring repeating. Injury. He's super smart, crazy marketable. He's the total package.
Well, they've always said, and Sauce, you and I were talking about this yesterday, they said Minnesota athletes rarely, of all the great superstars we've had, rarely get a chance to get national media recognition. Not just from the standpoint of being talked about on ESPN or something, or Charles Barkley talking about him, but as far as marketable athletes with products and brands and everything else. Towns has already knocked that ceiling through the roof, and he's about to be even bigger and better about it.
I've shared this multiple times, and Parrish is beyond impressed with him. I mean, he's just, when we played golf, oh, good for us, but he has to use the bathroom. He's Carl Anthony Towns. I mean, in the big picture, how many athletes have we seen that would never do that? Just, I'm so-and-so, even though it's maybe the nicest country club in Minnesota, they free range. They wear their hat.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable how well behaved. He was just raised.
Well, and he looks people in the eye.
He's a great human being.
And when he looks people in the eye, you have to usually like to look down on them.
He'd have to get down on his knees to do that with me.
And don't forget,
that's a
year removed from the NBA GMs voting that if you wanted to start a franchise with any player in the league, who would you pick? And they said Towns.
Oh, what a cool thing.
This is the guy.
Man, you guys, again, I don't know anything about basketball, but I respect him even more now. What a cool
article.
He's
a great
dude.
Well, I've heard nothing but good things about his character. And I don't want to do the broad brush thing per se about all basketball players. I don't necessarily like it when they do it with football players. But I have heard, and it is stories that I've heard about from people that work in the basketball industry, that it is full of a lot of very entitled, immature, rich adults. And they don't treat people the way that you should treat people, especially within the support staff of given teams. They said, this young man, has, from the day that he's set foot with the Timberwolves, has been nothing but respectful to everybody that works around him. And is the anti sort of AAU basketball player that's been entitled.
Well, I think the one-and-done situation probably hasn't helped that. that's 100%. That narrative about the 100%. Way things have gone.
Right. But he's sort of the anti of that. Like, he's not with those guys.
I'm sorry. Saucy, you go.
Well, and I was just going to say, but, you know, because I followed him for a while, a lot of Kentucky basketball players are like that. I mean, they're, you say what you want about Calipari.
Yeah.
Calipari, that he treats them like they're his sons. And they, most of them, you know, they're whatever, but they're good people once they get out into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl's the perfect example.
And if I may say, I don't know anything about basketball, but I would guess of any sport you could possibly have, one person in a position of power within that team can change the whole mindset of the team.
Oh, 100%.
Well, right? And I'll tell you another, I mean, yes, and I can tell you from experience dealing with Jimmy Butler and what he's been doing already in town here quietly without looking for publicity. He's another guy that has, you can tell, an older age. You can understand why GMs are looking for good people. We've had a run of, especially the Timberwolves, of some sketchy characters that have come through there. And I think what we're seeing with the Vikings, I mean, we talk about those the character guys
and
how that has transitioned from the police blotter that the Vikings used to dominate in the National Football League in embarrassing fashion, that you don't hear that stuff rarely, if ever, anymore.
Yeah.
And that's a credit.
But don't throw the Wild in there, too, huh?
Right, well, exactly. Well. But you also, of course, and
Cheryl Reeve can get her team together. I don't know. It's,
right.
All the trouble
but why
having.
We love Towns is good guys aren't guaranteed to win.
No.
The old guys finished last week. You can't have a bunch of choir boys. You got to have some grit.
No.
But when you get the random McDaniels of the world, who are the nicest guys off the field, but then will kill you on the field, like Towns, that's what you need. So there's nothing better than a guy like this where it's marketable, savvy, smart, clever, and then can just dunk like crazy.
And then just keep him here.
Look at Johnny Randall. Kill it.
Right.
Same way.
Yep. Yeah. The best.
Not at all. Well, good, man. I'm glad to hear we got
Anthony
one.
Towns,
and now I'm much more likely to care about the Timberwolves because of a guy like that.
You should buy a jersey.
Job, absolutely.
You know, that's cool.
Sure.
So think about, and again, I wouldn't even disagree with, hey, I love weed and let's make weed legal because I want to smoke weed.
Right.
I wouldn't disagree.
God, I wish I hadn't been playing music.
I wouldn't disagree with that, right? But this is so much more heartfelt. This isn't like, God, I want to be lazy and sit on the couch. This is, hey, I have a family member that's got autism, and I see how much impact it has on his life.
Yeah.
It makes his life normal, and there's no reason why we shouldn't do that for other people.
If people do still get the newspaper and you read the headline, please get past the headline. It says NBA should rethink its pot policy. And you're going, oh, great.
Dude, that's a great point, Rosie.
I mean, read the article.
Right.
Actually, read the words in the
clickbait.
Article.
Well, you're so right. That's a great point. And I want to say this, too, as somebody who does a lot of work with kids who could use all the help dealing with pain and such they can, just use your common sense and make it legal for people who need it.
That's what I can't.
Don't drive them out of the state.
That's what I cannot figure out with all of this stuff. Is it's common sense? Like, think about it from the people. Don't think about it from like an athlete standpoint. Think about it for the kids and the elderly that need it.
And
they find some comfort. Let them do it.
Don't use common sense and politicians in the same sentence, though.
The video you sent me, Ben, a while back. It's been a year ago now, probably. Yeah. Of the gentleman with Parkinson's.
Yes,
my father-in-law has Parkinson's so bad he can barely walk. Just give it to him.
That video was so powerful.
Ugh.
And it didn't look edited and like made up. It looked like the real deal. This guy could not, I mean, he was shaking so badly. And then he won treatment of medical marijuana and he could like,
calm down.
He could hold up, I don't know what he was holding, but it was like, you could almost hold a pea like on a spoon.
Mm-hmm,
like he was that steady.
Unreal. Wow.
Amazing.
All right, we play before and after this break. This portion of the Power...
Blow my mind, blow my mind, blow my mind, blow my... I found a potion for fixing passion. Go tell your homegirls, get their reaction. Out on the ocean, her satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, good song. Real quick, Howie, for your final time today, give me your last vibe. You got to have it. Hold on. Sorry. Turn your mic on. I keep forgetting that you don't do that yet. Go ahead.
Join Corey Cove and Mark Parrish tonight for hockey at Willie McCoy's in Chaska from 7 to 9 p.m. Find all upcoming Coors Light NHL events at KFAN.com, keyword hockey.
Chaska tonight.
Chaska.
Ah.
NHL hockey trivia, Parrish, myself. It's a lot of fun. Willie McCoy's tonight in Chaska.
And I do not have South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa. I don't have any of those, but I do have the high school football matchups for tonight and tomorrow here in the state of Minnesota.
They,
man.
They start today, actually.
Today. You're right. I'm sorry. I said tonight, but I meant, yeah, exactly. But how about this? After last week scoring three touchdowns in the final minute of the game.
It's crazy. Maple Grove.
Here's your gift for winning that game.
Yeah.
Eden Prairie tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's better losing.
No, but I couldn't agree more. You can't celebrate even a victory like that for very long, man.
Well, they're at U.S. Bank, so they made it there.
Yeah, hey, that's, you know what? Cool. I couldn't agree more. I didn't mean it to sound bad.
No, I know what you're saying.
Congratulations, though, and good luck, Maple Grove and Eden Prairie. Holy Angels versus Winona, Caledonia versus Painesville, and Spring Grove versus Stephen Argyle. Just one guy.
That's one guy. He's pretty good. He's averaged over 420 yards a game, too.
He's pretty good, then.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's Creighton-Durham Hall versus Minnetonka. Holy moly. Apple Valley versus Elk River.
Minnetonka win by 30.
Okay. All right, mister.
Thanks, Jake.
When are you going to say Chisago Lakes?
I haven't yet. Let me see. I'll keep going.
Waiting.
Cloquet versus South St. Paul.
It's a great game.
The Lumberjacks.
Moose Lake Willow River versus Pipestone area.
That can't be real.
And Nevis, which sounds like a Harry Potter character, versus Russell Tyler Ruthen.
That's nine man,
yes. Yeah. And then Saturday, I'm almost done. Saturday, Brainerd versus Owatonna.
Owl City.
Jordan versus Pierce.
Sounds like two guys going heads up.
Sounds like a law firm.
Pequot Lakes versus St. Croix Lutheran.
Excuse you.
And Ada Borup, Norman County West.
Very nice.
Well played.
Versus Wabasso. I don't know. Wabasso. I apologize. Good luck. And Mayor Lutheran. Sounds like a good guy. Versus Miniota. On Saturday as well. So,
why
did
you say
kiddos,
Chisago Lakes? You didn't say their name once.
I did. I don't know. I missed them, I guess. I apologize.
They didn't make it?
Apparently they
didn't.
This place is a prison.
Jeez.
But good luck to all you kiddos, and enjoy it, man. If this is your last game, this is going to be one day you'll never forget. So good luck and God bless. Have fun.
And now, it's time to play Before and After.
Meow, 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 meow.
What was that?
Duck, duck, quack, or whatever it is.
All right, before and after works like this, Mark Rosen.
Yes, I like to hear the
Thursday
rules.
Yeah, it goes like this. I have 12 items. It's like the category in Wheel of Fortune where there's a couple of terms that are combined with a, well, combining word. For example, if the little computer voice here in a second reads a clue that says a former Colts wide receiver that went on to play Indiana Jones, and your brain has to go, well, Indiana Jones was Harrison Ford. Maybe he's talking about Marvin Harrison, so it's Marvin Harrison Ford. You yell out your name only when you know the exact answer.
Okay.
The listeners can get involved at 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326 if the four of you get stumped.
Never.
If you do get stumped, they can call in and win a $50 Edina grill gift certificate. Rosie loves that place.
I absolutely do. Yeah, Ben does, too.
I do, too.
Ben shows up there. I see Ben every once in a while.
Go on.
You know what game I love to play at Edina Grill?
What's that?
Duck? Duck, quack, or whatever it was.
Duck, duck, quack, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is that a Coleman-ism again?
Sure.
Okay. Duck, quack, or whatever it was.
Here we go. Ring in if you know your answer. If you yell out your name, you get to take a first crack at it.
Can I ring in as Todd Salad?
Sure. Yeah. You can be Todd Salad today.
Yeah, play the game.
If you guys go 10 for 10, then we have a listener only 11th. Number one.
Roger Daltrey leads this Bahaman classic.
What
was that?
Hawk. The Who let the dogs out.
That's right.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. The Who let the dogs out.
I thought that was James Bond.
You were wrong.
Okay.
Number two. Rosen claims this is the number one skill of his favorite strippers, and this show has now had 25 seasons of D-list celebrities doing the cha-cha.
Hawk.
Yep.
69-man football.
Ben.
Yeah.
Pole dancing with the celebrities?
Dancing
with the stars.
That's right. Okay.
Pole dancing with the stars.
I never get my own.
He said 69-man football. Number three.
Not even close.
Number three. This piece of human garbage is running for Senate in Alabama, and Christopher Walken has a fever, and the only cure is this.
Yeah.
Is it Roy Moore Cowbell?
That's right.
Yeah, very good.
Can we go back to the one before I...
No, we're good. Here we go.
Number four. This Panther is a spy. A flat-out, no-good cheating spy. And A, played Michelle Tanner.
Paul.
Yep.
Greg Olsen twins.
That's right.
That is correct. Number five.
Number five. For years, this featured Al Michaels and Frank Gifford, and this can be seen with Dan Patrick, Tony Dungy, and
Paul.
Rodney Harrison.
Yep. Monday Night Football Night in America.
That's right.
Good job. Good job.
Number six.
Well, that was kind of repetitive.
Monday Night Football Night in America. It's not repetitive at all.
You
two different shows. Number six.
Number six. A gigantic Minnesota mall with Allen Iverson.
Paul.
Yep.
Mall of America. Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
Number six. A gigantic Minnesota mall.
Wait. Remember how you're supposed to ring in when you know the answer? What were you going to say? Mall of America?
Mall of America, Allen Iverson is the best. Okay.
Gotta have the whole answer.
Number six.
It's okay.
A gigantic Minnesota mall with Allen Iverson.
Wow.
Oh, Ben.
Go for it.
M-O-A-I?
That's right.
Oh, you went for the initials.
Yeah, very well played.
Smart, Ben. Nicely done. Number seven.
Number seven. The Bayou Bengals stole some stuff in China. Number seven. The Bayou Bengals stole some stuff in China.
Let's talk.
L-S-U-C-L-A Bruins.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
LSU-CLA Bruins.
That's very good, Cor.
Number eight.
Number eight.
What about me?
He was assassinated by the coward Robert Ford, and he sent a racially charged tweet about the Mall of America this week.
Oh, wow.
What is that guy's name?
Number eight. He was assassinated by the coward Robert Ford, and he sent a racially charged tweet about the Mall of America this week.
Rosie.
Jesse James Woods.
That's right.
Yeah!
Yeah! Rosie's on the board. Number niner.
Number nine. If you went to Minnetonka, liked smoking weed, or playing hacky sack, you definitely love this aging jam band. And this was an HBO miniseries about WW2.
Oh, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Matthews' Band of Brothers.
That's right.
God, of course.
And I never played hacky.
Yes, you did.
You tried, though.
I smoked a ton of pot, but never played hacky.
Do you have to talk about it every day?
Why do you always bring that up?
Don't do drugs.
Number 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say something.
We had this guy on our show yesterday, and he was one of the three amigos. Number 10. We had this guy on our show yesterday. And he was one of the three amigos.
Sauce.
Paul Martin Short.
That's right.
Yep. I was thinking of Matt Cullen.
Me too.
Wait, all right, which means we have a listener only 11, so 651-989. You guys win 10 for 10. 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. If you can answer this, you get a $50 Edina Grill gift certificate.
Number 11. This guy scored 37 points for Duke the other day. And he played Jason Seaver on TV.
Huh? Jason Seaver.
Number 11.
Oh, yeah.
This guy scored 37 points for Duke the other day, and he played Jason Seaver on TV.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see if anybody can figure that one out. $50 Edina Grill gift certificate, if you get it right. Good morning. What's your name? Okay, they obviously don't know it. Good morning. What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron, you know the answer?
I think so.
Go for it.
Grayson Allen Thick.
That is correct.
Right.
Yeah! Grayson Allen Thick, which means you win a $50 Edina Grill gift certificate. Would you like Mark Rosen to go with you?
Never mind.
Pass.
We'll take that as a no.
He
all right.
Had a pass. He had to think about it. The was the dead giveaway.
Stay on hold. We'll get your information here in a second, but you win.
You know,
he wants to go on his own, Mark. He doesn't want you to hang out.
I don't understand. I completely understand.
Hey,
what?
Guys, as we do the end of the show. I want to say thank you to everybody who sent me kind words after my bit last night on Care 11, including everybody in there and so many listeners. I was so worried that I was, and I shouldn't have been, but I can't help it. I'm a human being. I was so worried I was going to get a million tweets from people telling me to grow up and be a man, and I didn't get a single one.
Well, I think back in, if it had been like 20 years ago, you probably would have, but right. I think that it resonated, Chris, with a lot of people and a lot of men who aren't as good at expressing their feelings, and kudos to you. For coming forward and being brave and talk about depression.
I appreciate that very much. And thank you, Janice Shortle, my good friend, for making me comfortable enough to do that. And if you need help, please get help.
Well said.
Thank you.
On a much lighter note, anybody want to bet against Jason Zucker tonight?
Are you kidding?
He scored in four straight games. Will he do it against Nashville? Will Dubnyk give up a goal?
Yeah, that's a tough team to shut
Dubnyk
out. That's
going to give
up
a goal.
So Dubnyk gives up a goal. Yeah, do you think Zucker scores again?
Yeah. Of course he will. First 10 minutes.
Goodness sakes. Right?
Whoa.
Jeez.
Mr. Confidence. You. You're like a wrestler.
Yeah. And the Vikings will beat the Rams by 10 points.
Yeah.
Ben, quickly, yes or no? Rams, Vikes.
I agree with that.
Vikes win.
Yeah.
Ooh, jeez. A lot of confidence. Uh-oh. Paul Allen is next. The Power Trip Morning Show returns with initials tomorrow at 8:15. We'll see you tomorrow, 5:30 until 9.
To a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.